Welcome back to Foot Thunder, Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. Number two, Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show going on here today. I am Tanner Schwint. Bruce Dick is so kindly going to grab some sunscreen as that sun is beating down out here at Butch Butler. But we've got a fun matchup coming your way. Game number two of three games today between University and Delta. This is a 2-7. First game of the year. Delta matched up with University, and University defeated the Delta Panthers 10-0. But they went on and only lost four other games throughout the course of the year. Been a very solid team, and we've got the meeting of the Skippers out on home plate right now. Let's grab one more break. When we come back on the other side, we'll have starting lineups, get you set for game number two, our A1 Organics game of the week. University Bulldogs taking on the Delta Panthers right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
There's a saying at PDC Energy, community matters, and it best captures who they are as a company. Their employees live and work in Colorado. They give back to their communities in various ways and support nonprofit organizations helping those who need it most. They have an annual volunteer month that they call Energizing Our Community Days. This year, PDC employees volunteered over 5,700 hours and supported over 40 nonprofit organizations. Being a part of their community and lifting others up is who they are at PDC Energy. At PDC Energy, community matters.
Every day of the week is the best day to go to Cable's Pub and Grill. Monday, all-you-can-eat spaghetti for $6.99. Tuesday, Burger Madness for $9.99. Wednesday, $3 pints and $8.99 personal pizzas. Thursday and Saturday, $4 margaritas. Sunday, $3 draft pints. Oh, and enjoy happy hour Monday through Friday, 3 to 6. You won't get a better bang for your buck anywhere else in town. Cable's Pub and Grill is my go-to, and you should make it your go-to as well. Cable's Pub and Grill, where my friends meet.
Did you know Shields does golf fittings year-round by our golf experts? Whether you're looking to improve your distance, accuracy, or just wanting a confidence boost, your local Shields has a fitting bay with experts ready to get you custom fit in the latest and greatest products from all the top vendors. Plus, Titleist and Callaway's new lines of 2023 clubs are here. Call your local store or stop in to speak with a golf expert today. Make this season your best by getting your own custom fitting at Shields.
I'm Tommy, an owner at Tight Knit Brewing Company.
And I'm RW, the brewer at Tight Knit.
Come hang out with us for a local beer.
A delicious local beer.
Well, obviously, RW. We like to think Tight Knit is a way for people to connect, whether it's for business, a nice break, or just to catch up with an old friend.
We know how to have some fun, too, right, Tommy?
Oh, yeah. We have trivia on Wednesday nights and music on Friday nights to start your weekend the right way.
So come have a beer with us.
Tight Knit Brewing. Lagers and ales in harmony focus on people, community, and quality, all in downtown Greeley.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
Have you tried the Double Bacon Barbecue Crunch Burger at A&W Eaton? You've got to try it. Where else can you get all your classic A&W favorites plus sweets and treats to top it off? A&W Eaton on 680 Oak Avenue. It's my favorite hangout for the summer, and soon it'll be yours too. Don't forget to try the Double Bacon Crunch Burger at A&W Eaton with tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. Throw in some cheese curds and a lemonade shake. It'll be the best thing you do today.
It seems these days there are all sorts of law firms claiming they're the best when it comes to representing victims of crashes or personal injuries. I can't vouch for all of them, but I can vouch for one. Hey, it's Jerry Schimmel, voice of the Bears and the Rockies, and I can vouch for the law firm of Cain, Doolin, McQuinn, Young, a personal injury firm representing good folks in Northern Colorado injured in accidents. I can vouch for them because I'm also an attorney and I work with these people. If you've been hurt, give Cain, Doolin, McQuinn, Young a call, 303-246-1111, or hit them at trialproven.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Just a couple of minutes away from Delta and University. Let's quickly get to some starting lineups here for the Delta Panthers. Landon Cunell will be the second baseman today leading off. Landon Clay will be at shortstop. Luke Castano will be batting third and doing the catching. Ty Reed on the bump for Delta today. Ryland Bynum will be at first base. Braden Sprout out in center field. Connor Workman will be at third. Eben Ficklin will be the DH. He's batting for Mr. LaHoy this afternoon. And then Joe Black will be out in left field. For the University Bulldogs, leading off, it'll be Cole Croissant. He will be at shortstop. Dalton Yates will be doing the catching. Riggs Towle over at first. Connor Weber will be in center field doing the cleanup in the cleanup spot. Jacob Cruz will be DHing for Brennan Duran, who will be at third base. Caleb Tejada will be the pitcher in today's matchup. Corey Kaler in right field. Scott Thompson in left field. And Cade Van Beber at second. Let's throw it back to the studio. We got some breaking news that has just been announced. Brady Hull, we've got some big and good news for the people of Fort Collins and CSU Rams fans.
Yeah, it's official. Isaiah Stevens is coming back to Colorado State. So he will be rocking and rolling with this team again next year. And we're pumped about it. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Huge news, and something we were on the edge of our seats wondering if it was going to happen. Completely changes the outlook for this team next year.
I think it's a March Madness team again. I really do. Ooh. I think they made a lot of additions that were good. Now you add Isaiah Stevens in, and this could be fun again. Back to Moby Madness.
I'm excited. That's great news. So glad we got that, and so glad your relationship with Isaiah. I know you've been visiting with him.
Yeah. I may have known some things yesterday, but it's his news to announce.
Yep.
So didn't want to be that guy, but we'll probably get him on the show on Tuesday, so we'll be looking forward to that.
Sounds great. We'll send it back to Bruce and Tanner, and University and Delta coming up.
No, it's incredible news.
Well, that's great news. I'll tell you what, who slept better last night than he has in months?
Nico Medved.
And that is Nico Medved.
No, that's huge news for the Fort Collins, the CSU basketball team over there. Some good basketball in Fort Collins, huh? Is there a coach there for Fort Collins?
I'll tell you what, CSU's, they're going to be good. The state of Colorado is going to be good next year.
Are we turning into a basketball state?
Well, the Nuggets are going to be the world champions. That's where it starts.
You heard it here
first.
And it's
amazing. You know, when the Avalanche first won their Stanley Cup, it was amazing how many young kids got into hockey.
For sure.
You know, and Colorado's become a very good high school hockey state as well. And I think it's just going to add to the interest of basketball throughout the region.
It certainly is. It's Steamway Florida Ceiling pregame show. Let's get one more quick break. We'll come back with our J9 Agency's first pitch on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
It's time for some more high school baseball playoff edition. Thanks for joining us. I am Tanner Schwimp, Bruce Dick. We're live from Butch Butler Field in the Alliance Irrigation Broadcast Booth. University and Delta underway. Here's the first pitch from Caleb Tejada, and that misses outside for a ball. 1-0. The Bulldogs, number two in the state. They have been phenomenal. Only two losses to the hands of the Eaton Reds as Tejada misses again outside. 2-0. And Bruce, we know Tejada not one of the main guys, main arms for Casey Miller and the University Bulldogs. We saw Lucas Stone and the Eaton Reds get a little rattle in the first inning of the first game we had. That one's in for a strike. How important is it for a guy who normally doesn't get a whole lot of time on the bump to come out and be efficient?
Oh, Caden's been there. You know, he's been in some moments, and I'll tell you, the kid knows how to pitch. I've seen him pitch before, and I think he's going to be fine. You know, he has to just throw a lot of strikes today.
Oh, he certainly does. He's even in the count, 2-2. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a foul back to the backstop. Delta this year, 20-5 coming into today's game. One of those losses, as I mentioned, coming at the hands of the University Bulldogs. Very first game of the season. Here's the pitch now. Got him looking on the outside corner. They'll throw it around the diamonds, and the Bulldogs start it out with a backwards K. Caleb Tejada on the bump. Strikes out the first person he faces.
Not a better feeling for a pitcher than to get that first batter and get him looking. You know that he was looking for another pitch. Great job by Tejada.
Yeah, 5 wins, 0 losses, 1.2 ERA. As that one's taken for a strike there. Landon Clay at the plate right now. He comes set. Here's the pitch. Swing, and that's going to be foul down the third baseline.
Quickly in the hole, 0-2. Tejada, like some other Patriot League pitchers we watched this morning, they like to work quick. You know, Lucas Stone did for Eaton, as does Tejada here for the Bulldogs.
0-2, foul, out of play. University, again, wearing the white bottoms, the
great-looking uniforms.
White tops with the blue sleeves. They 100% are great-looking uniforms. Maybe my favorite uniforms I've seen so far this year. Here's the 0-2 pitch. Outside for a ball. This lineup, too, Casey Miller, man, they have just been dominant all year long. We got a great rivalry brewing between this Bulldogs team and the Reds. That one's low for a ball as well, and the count evens up at 2-2.
Well, the Bulldogs, 23-2 for the season coming in.
Two losses coming from the team up north. 2-2, one out, nobody on. Top of the first inning. Here's the pitch. Swing, and that's going to be a rope right back up the middle for a single. That was a nice job of hitting there from Landon Clay. For Delta, the Panthers, again, 20-5 coming in on the year. Got the off-speed pitch, the changeup got under it just enough where he hit that line drive back up the middle, and Luke Castanow will be the batter, the lefty.
Luke Castanow, big kid, hits from the left side. Can tell this kid can put up some numbers.
Tejada working from the stretch now, misses low for ball one. Very loud and vocal dugout from Delta.
Well, they're into it now. There's nothing they would like more than to scratch a run across this first inning.
Guess now batting 443 on the year. Oh, they're going to call that one low for a ball. And it's 2-0. Got another great turnout for this game. Bleachers are packed. Here's the 2-0 pitch. That one's there for a strike.
Well, that was basically the same pitch. Got the ball on the first one, got the strike called on this one.
Look at Bruce picking fights with the umpires already. Time call now by Gastineau. He'll fix his batting glove, just wasn't quite tight enough for him. He'll step back into the box now. 2-1 pitch, one out, runner over at first. Here's the pitch by Tejada. Low for a ball, and it's 3-1 now. I think of these University Bulldogs team, Bruce, I think discipline, man. They do all the small things correct. Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. He got him with some off-speed stuff, and the count moves to full.
Let's see early in the game how aggressive Delta's going to be with the runner on first. Let's see if Clay, if they put him in motion.
Here's the full count payoff pitch. Swing, slow chopper over to second. Van Bever picks it up. He'll go to second for it. And they turn the double play. They twist it. And they get out of the inning.
Well, they did not put the runner in motion, Tanner.
They did not.
And you put the runner in motion on a full count. You avoid that double play.
You do, but University gets out of it. Nothing doing. We'll head to the bottom of the first inning. This time out brought to you by Clear Water Products. On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
What does Alt Feed Mill have to offer that chain feed stores don't? They care for everyone in the ag industry, whether you're buying a tote of feed for the pigs, chickens, sheep, or horses. If you're buying a truckload for the dairy or feedlot, they have that handled as well. Alt Feed Mill cares about the ag industry and will give you the respect and care that you deserve. They're located at 635 Railroad Avenue in Alt and can be reached by phone at 970-834-2132. Alt Feed Mill, agricultural business done right.
Whether you're planning a party or a quiet evening at home, On the Rocks Liquor has what you need to make it a perfect evening. From an incredible selection of top name and hard to find spirits and beers to an unmatched selection of wines, On the Rocks Liquor has it all. Featuring the most friendly and knowledgeable staff in town, On the Rocks has been helping Greeley unwind for well over a decade. There's nothing like getting great value from a business that values you. Stop in and say hi today at On the Rocks Liquor, 4637 29th Street in Greeley.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, the winner of this one here will move on to the 2 o'clock game. Ty Reed, the pitcher for Delta today. Ty Reed coming in, 3.8 ERA, 4-0 this year with an 11 appearances, 3 saves on the resume as well. The winner here will take on the winner of Bayfield and Colorado Academy at 2 o'clock this afternoon here at Butch Butler. Now, was that the 9 a.m. game over at Eaton, Bruce?
Bayfield.
Or at University, though.
Yes.
Was that the 9 a.m. game? So we should have a result.
Bayfield was leading 7-6 in the seventh, so we'll see if that's a final.
If that did hold. Well, Ty Reed's going to take the bump. Cole Croissant will be the first person to dig in for the Bulldogs here. Incredible batting average for Cole Croissant. As always, he's your typical leadoff guy. Croissant batting .432 from that leadoff spot.
Well, let's see how these bats react here for the Bulldogs.
Reed comes set. Big righty. Here's the pitch. That's a breaking ball right down the middle for a called strike, taken strike there by Croissant. The Delta Panthers, they've got the white bottoms, the green tops, slick-looking uniforms. Great uniform matchup today. Here's the pitch. Foul out of play. Croissant quickly falls down 0-2. Reed comes set. Pitch is outside for a ball. Good plate discipline by Croissant.
And a really good 0-2 pitch by Reich.
A little sweeper coming across. Just about caught the bottom edge. That's a pitch that you see a lot of people chase at, but not Cole Croissant. Here's the pitch. The 1-2. Outside again. He went back with it. Missed it again. It's 2-2.
Tyree thought, well, I didn't get him the first time on that pitch, but maybe this time. But really good discipline by Cole Croissant.
2-2 now. Here's the pitch to Croissant. Swing, chopper back up the middle. Rolling over to take a look at his lane. And Clay, and he botched it. I'm not sure, Bruce, with how slow that was hit, if they were going to be able to get Croissant at
first. Well, Croissant with great speed. You're right, Tanner, and you could just tell how much he was rushing that throw. Clay really charged it well, but saw the runner going, and he knew he had to hurry, and he just bobbled it.
They do charge Landon Clay with an error there, so as Dalton Yeast makes his way to the plate now. Yeast stepping in, digging in, as he's got great speed over at first. Find one into the gap, and Croissant's going to score. Here's the pitch. Swing, ground ball right at Clay again. Can he field this one? Goes to second. 6-4-3. No, he pulls his foot off the bag. They do get Croissant at second for the out.
Well, Clay makes a really good play after that error, and they get the lead runner at second, but the throw just a little too wide at first base.
One out now. They'll get a courtesy runner for Dalton Yeast in the form of Will Corby at first. Yeast is the catcher, just a junior this year. Riggs Towel will be making his way in there. Riggs Towel can really hit the baseball, Bruce.
I'll tell you what, this is a baseball player. Riggs Towel, outstanding season. Not just at the plate, obviously. He is the guy on the mound.
Reed comes set. That one misses outside. Tried to get him to bite on a breaking ball. Didn't do so. Stare down to Casey Miller on the third baseline. sees the pitch. No, they'll go to first with it. One out here, bottom of the first inning up on our Gould Parts scoreboard. Gould Parts, any parts you need, you can find it there in Eaton. Right off Highway 85. Here's the pitch by Reed. Outside and low for a ball. Nothing going on the base path. And now it's 2-0 to Riggs Tau.
Well, Riggs ahead in this count. Boy, he will be looking for his pitch to drive.
Reed working slower now that there's a runner on first. Here's the pitch. Oh, he got him going on it. That was that same breaking ball. That is a really good sweeper, Bruce.
Just a little over-anxious, and I think Riggs thought that was a fastball when it left the hand.
Sweeper making a comeback. You can hear the slider, the knuckle curve, stuff like that, but the sweeper. Here's the 2-1. Swing, pop-up, towering pop-up, first baseline. Second baseman will run over and make the catch there. Cunell makes a nice play from second base.
Well, that was a major league fly ball. That was sky high, and Riggs just got under that.
Two outs now, bottom of the first inning. It's 0-0 here.
Connor Weber, multi-sport athlete for the Bulldogs. Does a great job for Coach Irvin on the basketball floor.
Just a junior batting 508 this year out of the cleanup spot for the Bulldogs. Quick pickoff move back is a good move. He had Will Corby, the courtesy runner, frozen over there, Bruce, but not able to get the tag down in time.
And as a courtesy runner, the last thing you want to do is
get picked off, man. That's a long walk to the dugout. Especially an inning-ending pickoff. Here's the first pitch to Connor Weber. Swing and a foul.
Ty Reed has a really nice breaking pitch.
He
has sharp movement, sharp on the pitch. And again, this is a situation where I think the second time through, hitters adjust a little better.
Well, like I said, they saw this team, but it was in March 17th. Runner goes. Quick hit on the ground. It'll go to Cannell over there. And he'll retire Connor Weber at first and end the inning. In the inning, the Bulldogs do get a runner on base in a form of an error, but that's it. They're not able to commit anything more. Only 12 pitches thrown. After one, it's 0-0. We'll be back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Agfinity is a local co-op in Northern Colorado since way back in 1905, and to this day aspires to be the best in our market in each business. How does Agfinity go about securing this vision? They stay committed to successfully deliver value to members and customers by providing quality products, exceptional service, and expertise. They continuously hire engaged professional employees in their effort to be employer of choice. Being the best in class solutions and a valuable community partner is rare for some, but Agfinity has been achieving this since 1905.
Have you seen Steamway Floor to Ceiling's 4,000 square foot showroom? They have everything you could need for a remodel. Carpet, tile, granite, and that indestructible luxury vinyl everyone raves about. Did I mention interior design, 3D cabinet design, and free estimates? Steamway can even clean the carpet, tile, and air ducts. Steamway really does have it all. Go to steamwayfloortoceiling.com, stop by the beautiful showroom at 602 8th Avenue in Greeley, or call 353-0133 to find out how to make your home your dream home.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Both pitchers have been very efficient to start the game. Delta did get one hit. Tejada threw 18 pitches in the first. Now Ty Reed making his way to the plate. He is the pitcher for Delta. Takes a pitch in for a called strike. Very clean baseball game so far. Here's the 0-1 swing and a line drive into right field for a single.
Tyree goes with the pitch, hits it hard to right field. Hey, Tanner, first upset that we've heard anyway in our state tournament competition. Number one Broomfield out of the Front Range League defeated today.
Wow. Wow. This is what we talk about.
Cherokee, I think it's Cherokee Trail. I'll double check on that. I've looked at those brackets so many times, I should have them memorized.
Well, I do want to say, if you've got scores for us, please text them in, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Much appreciated for anyone who's got any scores around there. Our producer back in the studio will have those for us and let us know about those. Here's the pitch to Rylan Bynum. Takes that for a ball. Now, Bruce, you're going to have to educate me a little bit. I know you're getting used to doing that, but is 5A the same sort of a setup as there's a pop-up? Foul ground, is that going to carry out a play? It is. That's going to be right in the stands.
It is, Tanner. It's the same setup in the state championship tournament. But in 5A, and maybe I want to say especially this year, but it's normally like this. There are so many good teams. Broomfield escaped in their regionals in their first game playing the 32 seed. Wow. They won 7-6.
Here's the 1-1 pitch, misses high. Quick pickoff, back throw down to first by Yeast. The runner back in there safely.
You know, but big schools, they normally have at least one guy that's really good on the mound.
Right.
And you get into that one-game situation, and anybody can beat anybody.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, and it's 3-1 now.
We had Scott Bullock on the program the other day on Coach Speak, and, you know, he's won 6 state championships and played in 2 other finals.
Here's the 2-1, or 3-1, excuse me. That does grab the outside corner for a strike.
And in most of those, they were not the number one team going in.
It's insane. Well, we saw the same scenario in the top of the first inning. Delta had a runner on first, 2 outs, 3-2 pitch. They didn't send him. They don't go there either. This time it doesn't bite him as a walk is issued by Caleb Tejada. And now first and second, nobody out.
Kind of does show you the personality of a team, though, when they don't send the runner. Not that they may not be an aggressive team, but maybe they do want to go more base-to-base and maybe not have the speed that a lot of teams have as well.
Station to station. Braden Sprout makes his way in now for Delta, left-handed hitter. Sprout on the air batting 300. Here's the pitch. Swing, and that's going to be a rope into right field. Is that a fair ball? No. Just foul. That would have scored a couple of runs.
The Bulldogs are breathing a big sigh of relief on that. That was a hard-hit ball by Sprout. And that would have definitely scored both runners.
Caleb Tejada on the bump for University today. Here's the pitch on the way. In there for a strike, and Tejada settles in maybe a little bit there with a 0-1 pitch. So now 0-2, he's ahead of Braden Sprout. Quick pickoff move. They got him a second. Oh, he's in there safe.
Just got the hand underneath the tag, Tanner. Whoa. You called it. We thought he was a dead duck.
Yes. Great pickoff move by Caleb Tejada, but heads up base running by Ty Reed over there, the pitcher at second. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. He got him.
That's a big strikeout for Caden Tejada for the first out of the inning.
You know, Caleb has been working well. 29 pitches, though, already through an inning and a third. But this puts the double play ball right back into play.
Yeah, Caleb is saying, let's get a maybe a 6-4-3 double play here.
6-4-3.
Boy, that was a good pitch.
Good to me, let's see if that's what Tejada can do. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. Dalton Yates has to come out of his crouching stance behind home plate to grab that one. T- Tejada comes set, checks on the runner at first, pickoff move. Not in time that time.
Interesting, first time shortstop's covering. This pickoff play, second baseman tries to sneak over.
Those are that's just what I'm talking about with this university team. So disciplined, they do the little things right. One and zero now on Connor Workman, and they've got a balk.
They called
being
a balk
called.
On that.
I looked down, Bruce. I didn't see it.
Caleb did not get off the, got into his set and did not just step back. He just left it, and that is a balk and moves runners over to second and third.
That's a big balk because the double play ball is out of the question now. And sacrifice fly comes into play. Here's the pitch to Workman. And there's a pop-up. It's going to get out of play over onto the concourse here at Butch Butler.
Yeah, Caleb could really use a strikeout here after that balk.
Strikeout or, you know, some sort of a ground ball. It keeps the runners from advancing. Here's a 1-1. Outside for a ball, and it's 2-1. University, like I said, the number two team coming into today. Here's a 2-1. Ooh, looked like he got the corner, but Blue
just
didn't think so.
Outside. Dalton Yace, a little quick conversation with the umpire on that pitch, saying,
where the hell did that miss? Here's the 3-1.
Probably not exactly in those terms, but.
Here's the 3-1. Swing and a miss. 3-2 now. A nice little breeze blowing in from right to left. Good day for pull hitters. That left field fence looks enticing. Here's the payoff pitch. That's going to be popped up right field.
Going to be Kaler, a play at the plate.
Kaler going to make the catch and right. Here comes the throw. No, runner advancing.
Boy, that
great
just
job
surprises
by Corey Kaler.
Me, though. And that throw was good, and he got set, but it was offline a little bit. And, you know, we've seen the runners not move on full counts. And, again, they don't try to score the run. That surprises me.
It does me, too, Bruce. It wasn't hit very far into right field. But you talk about putting some more pressure on Evan Ficklin, the DH in today's game. Base hit to score runs, what he's got to do. Here's the pitch. That's right outside for a ball.
Well, and it's different if you have maybe your number two or three hitter coming up next, but you're at your
number eight hole
eight spot here.
That one misses outside as well. Ficklin, though, Bruce, batting .407 this year with four home runs. That changes a little bit, too.
It does. Absolutely, it does.
Here's the 2-0.
But state competition, when you have a chance to take the lead,
I hear you.
I think you have to be aggressive and make somebody throw you out.
Tejada comes set. Here's the pitch. That's right there. 3-1 now. Evan Ficklin, a big, strong right-handed batter in the box, looking to score some runs. Swing and a pop-up foul and out of play. And now the count is full. Huge early inning pitch coming up, Bruce.
Yeah, see where Caleb Tejada wants to go with this. We're going to see a fastball, or we're going to get him with the breaking pitch.
3-2 pitch. Outside for a ball.
He had first base open and didn't want to bring it in the heart of the plate. But he knows there's been a few pitches that have been, you know, maybe on the black or just outside of the black, and they've all been called balls.
Yeah. Joe Black up. He's batting .462 out of the nine-hole spot, Bruce. This Delta team's got some great averages. Here's the pitch. It's a foul out of play. Bases juiced, top of the second inning. It's a 0-0 game. Two outs here. Tejada ahead in the count, 0-1.
Early turning point in this game.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing, slow chopper, third baseline. No,
off his foot.
Went off his foot there. That was gonna be very unfortunate for the Bulldogs if that had been the hit.
Well, one nice thing, they do have the force out everywhere. So, but boy, I don't think you're right. I don't think anybody would have had a play on that.
0-2 now to Tejada ahead in what could be a turning point early in this one. Here's the 0-2 pitch. He got him looking.
Nice job, Caleb Tejada. Comes back to strike out Joe Black.
Well, they threatened, the Panthers threatened. Nothing doing, though. We'll head to the bottom of the second, scoreless. 0-0 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Clearwater Products is the one-stop shop for industrial, trucking, safety supplies, and more. The giant warehouse and shop at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley has every supply you could need. Hoses, chains, safety harnesses, and generators. But here's the deal. If you're out in the field and need a custom industrial or hydraulic hose made to finish the job, call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891, and they will make it and deliver it. Clearwater Products, your first call for industrial supplies, 970-673-8891.
These days, it's more important than ever to have a proactive banking partner who can provide the right financial solutions at the right time. At First Advantage, we are dedicated to offering that level of service to our customers. We're always on your team and ready with the assist to help you succeed. With branches in Greeley, Loveland, and Fort Collins, we're proud to serve the banking needs of Northern Colorado and proud to support UNC Athletics. This is Jeff Kincaid, Market President of First Advantage, inviting you to visit us at firstadvantagebanks.com to learn more. Member FDIC.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Back live from Butch Butler Field. It's 3A state baseball playoffs. Bruce, you think the Panthers maybe needed to be a little bit more aggressive?
Oh,
out there
definitely.
On the
they've showed unaggressiveness three times now in this game. Not going on full counts with runners on base, and then they have a chance to score on a sack fly to right field. It was a short fly ball, but you need to make a play, especially in high school baseball.
Make the defense make the play. Jacob Cruz digs in. Here's the pitch.
I felt that they really bailed out the Bulldogs by not sending the runner from third.
1-0 as that one misses inside. I'll say this, when you have both crowds upset with you as an umpire, you're probably doing a pretty good job. Here's the 1-0. That one's there for a strike. Very tight strike zone by the umpire today, for sure. Jacob Cruz DHing today for Brennan Duran. Pitch runs inside and gets all the way back to the backstop for ball two. Bottom of the second inning. 0-0 ball game here. Here's the 2-1. Swing, chopper over to Clay at shortstop, and he booted it.
Well, that just ate him up. That took a bad hop. That's unfortunate for Clay, but he was down in position, and that ball just bounced right over, hit his shoulder into left field.
How are you scoring it, Bruce?
It has to be an error.
E6, right?
Yeah, it's an E6, but it's unfortunate for Clay.
Caleb Tejada, the pitcher now. So both innings so far for the Bulldogs have started with ground balls and errors committed by Delta.
Both by Landon Clay, who is a terrific shortstop.
Quick pickoff move back. Just check in on Jacob Cruz over there. Nothing doing. Caleb Tejada trying to help himself out. And if we could, I would give any amount of money for that cloud to sit right there all day, Bruce. Cool it down a little bit, baby. Here's the pitch. Bunt attempt. Great bunt by Tejada. Tejada sprinting towards first. He's safe at first.
Tanner, this is what I love about Casey Miller, though, and the Bulldogs. They find ways and come up with Tejada with the bump play, and not only to make sure the runner gets to second, but he gets a base hit out of it because he sprints down the line.
That was a perfect bunt, and again, that's what I've been talking about with this team. It's discipline. It's the small things. It's those things that Casey Miller's team does really well. All right, now University's got something brewing here.
Well, and I'll tell you what, I would be surprised not to see another bunt in play here.
All right, Bruce, I like the way you're thinking. Corey Kaler at the plate. He's been one of our Norfolk Iron and Metal players of the game this year.
He's been on the mound a little bit, too. Yeah. Did a great job.
Lefty hitter in the box. Here's the pitch. Bunt attempt, squared up, but it goes foul.
Yeah, that kind of a sinker right there, and Corey just couldn't get that bat out in front enough on that low pitch. Boy,
Taylor's down in the count.
I love the approach by the Bulldogs. The
first baseman's glove just fell off of his hand, Bruce.
You might need that.
You might need that. All right, here's the 0-1. Pitch on the way. Bunt attempt squared up again. He pulls it back because it missed high, and it's 1-1.
Well, the way Delta is set up, they're having the pitcher take everything on the left side because the third baseman is staying home, obviously, at third base.
Corey Kaler trying to deliver a base hit that would score a run in this one. Bunt attempt squared up. It's going to go foul again.
Yeah, Corey's not going to be happy with himself. That was a good pitch to bunt, and he just didn't get it down. Coach Miller, two hands on his hips after that, like, we need to get that down. We need to execute it.
That was the 34th sign that he just gave, I think, over there, Bruce.
That means nothing's on.
I think so. Quick pickoff move. Great job by Jacob Cruz to get back in there. I thought they had him again, Bruce.
Well, good lead, but Jacob's quick and well-trained and practiced how to get back to the bag at second base.
Here's the pitch to Kaler, outside for a ball.
That evens the count at 2-2. So with two strikes, bunt attempt probably is not on.
No, especially after Corey couldn't get one down on the first couple of attempts. 2-2, nobody out, two on. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball, and it's full now.
And now the Delta fans think that they should get that outside pitch that Caleb Tejada did not get in the top half of the inning.
Do you try to advance both runners here, Bruce?
Well, with your four guy coming up, maybe not.
Here's a pitch outside. He walked him. Bases juiced, bottom of the second. Last time we had that, right or true for the Eaton Reds, launched a ball that still just landed. We just got word it landed in Cheyenne over the fence and left. And now coming up, Scott Thompson. Another lefty.
Now let's see if the
you're not calling for a squeeze.
Well, you got to look to where the position players are, and you have to know as a coach how well does Thompson handle the bat.
Here's the pitch. Low for a ball. 1-0. Yeah. All of a sudden, Tyree can't find the strike zone.
Yeah, these base runners out of the stretch has really changed his pitching. A lot of guys love not, you know, working out of the windup or the semi-windup these days. And out of the stretch, he has not been as effective.
Here's the 1-0. Outside, 2-0.
See, and I think these pitchers throughout the season, both of them possibly, they've gotten those pitches called strikes because they're right there. They're close to the black. And but the zone today has been very consistent, very tight, but very consistent.
2-0 on Scotty Thompson. Here's the pitch. That one is inside for a ball. Looks pretty good from up here. very tight strike zone.
Man,
though.
That was not even
consistent, though,
close
Bruce.
To the corner. So I guess that was low.
Yeah. That's the one angle we can't see from here. That one misses outside. He just walked in around. The Bulldogs take a lead. It's 1-0. And Delta's skipper making his way out. As the wind's starting to pick up a little bit here at Butch Butler. Timeout. We got a pitching change. Do we have a pitching change? We'll find out. Let's get a quick break on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. 0-1 on Caden Van Bever. This pitch on the way, foul back to the plate. 0-2, bases loaded, bottom of the second inning. Nobody out. Bulldogs lead 1-0. The one run that came
Van Bever, he just needs to put something in play here on this 0-2 count if he can.
The nine-hole hitter for the Bulldogs.
Swing, and he does.
Slow chopper, knuckler over to third base. And it's botched at third base. Another error.
You put the ball in play, Tanner, and good things happen at times.
That's exactly right.
I got to give Cade Van Bever credit, man. He's down in the count 0-2. He's the number nine hitter. He just battled to get that ball put out and rolled slow to third base. And E5 and run scored.
That's three errors already for Delta. Two on Landon Clay and one on Connor Workman. And now you got Cole Crescent on at the plate. That one misses outside for a ball.
Yeah, now you got the top of your lineup, bases loaded, nobody out.
And now Crescent's in a 1-0 count. Here's the 1-0 inside, 2-0. So we've seen a walked-in run. And we've seen a run scored on an error. Not the cleanest of baseball from Delta at the moment.
This is where floodgates happen at times.
Eaton hung 15 in the bottom of the second as that one misses low there.
Okay.
I'm in no way, shape, or form calling for 15 here, Bruce, but
come on, Ty, let's go.
Suppose
we could see a five spot.
3-0 now to Cole Crescent.
Allen's
right there for a strike. 3-1.
And Reed did not give in.
No.
He came with a breaking pitch on that 3-0 count.
Crescent trying to blow this thing wide open. He'll take that for a called strike, and we're filled up. Ty Reed for Delta, the 7 seed, taking on the 2 seed, the University Bulldogs. Payoff pitch. Missed it outside. Ball 4, and that's another run. This is the station-to-station you were talking about, Bruce.
Yeah, absolutely. And Cole, great discipline. That pitch just offside, outside, and he knows that pitch has been called a ball all day long.
Dalton Yeast to the plate. He's got some pop in his bat.
Boy, he does. This kid's good.
463 this year. 10 doubles. Bulldogs looking for one right here. Still nobody out here. Bottom of the second inning. It's 3-0. Swing, pop fly, right field. Froze the
should score a run. Maybe
LaHoy.
More.
He makes the catch. Sacrifice fly. Oh, play at the plate. He dropped the ball. He was out. What an arm by LaHoy in right field. And Castano dropped the ball behind the plate, Bruce. Another run comes in to score. Give the sacrifice flying RBI to Dalton Yeast.
Well, fly ball to right field, and you're right. LaHoy made a tremendous throw to the plate. But there's that aggressiveness. You know, you still make them throw you out. something that the Delta Panthers did not do in the top of the inning.
That's a very good point, Coach. 4-0, University leaves. Runners first and third. Just one out here. Squaring up to bump, pulls it back, runner takes off. He's in safely at second. Croissant, you knew he was going to swipe that.
Well, Croissant with good speed, and, of course, that's Casey Miller right there too. Just the aggressiveness and making things happen. Now a base hit scores two easily.
4-0, Bulldogs out in front here. Here's the pitch. Thinking about bunting was Riggs' towel, but he takes for a ball, and it's 2-0.
See, here's your number three hitter, you know, one of your top hitters.
Right.
He's still squaring around to show bunt, team player. Love to see that.
Here's a pitch to Riggs. Foul, out of play. Two and one now on Riggs. Four runs have come in here in the bottom of the second. Got Croissant on second right now and Van Beber over at third. Only one away. Here's the pitch. Low for a ball, and it's 3-0. 3-1, rather. Thanks for joining us here on KFKA. Triple header for you today. We're set up. We're calling Butch Butler home for today. Wind's starting to pick up. You hope the weather doesn't become a factor at all today. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Grab the outside corner for a strike. Coach is shaking his head. It was outside, and that was not a pitch that has been called a strike all day today. Things change maybe a little bit when you look up at the scoreboard to see the score. I shouldn't, but here's the payoff pitch. Swing, roped into left field, going back, going way back, and it's going to bounce once up against the wall. That'll score two. Riggs, Tal, a two RBI double, and I love the
dance
move.
And the dance at second base. Boy, I thought that had a chance. I thought it was going to carry out of here, but up against the fence for a
two RBI double.
Yes.
6-0 now. The Bulldogs are in front.
Yeah, the Bulldogs have taken command of this one, Tanner.
What is with the bottom of the second inning today, Coach?
Boy, both games, the bottom of the second has been good for the home team. Good for the Patriot League.
Yes. Riggs Towel over at second. He's doing that same little dance move towards Tyree, the pitcher.
Maybe Connor that's Weber the only dance move he has, Tanner. Come on.
You find a good one, you stick to it.
I've never found one.
You find one you can do and you stick to it. How about that? 0-1 now to Weber. Riggs Towel at second. Still only one out here in the bottom of the second. Time called now at the plate. Young fan in the stands, I should say, behind us, just calling for a pitch clock violation. What do you think? A couple levels down, huh? Here's the 0-1 swing. So, looper, blooper into center field. Casey Miller's going to send Riggs down. Here's going to be a play at the plate. Ball goes soaring over on the throwing error. Connor Weber's standing at third.
That's aggressive baseball right there. Love it.
Seven to zero now.
And with the runner advancing to third base on the wild throw.
The throwing error by Sprout now has another meeting of the minds. Seven runs on four hits today. Very lively University Bulldogs dugout. That'll do it for Ty Reed. They pulled him. Let's step aside. We got a change. We got a pitching change on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Hello, Bats Blots. What do you want?
Hi. Do you sell headlights?
lights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
Hey, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears and Rockies. If you, a family member, or a loved one, or a friend have been injured in an accident, I want to encourage you to seek legal help. And I want you to seek that help from a law firm I promise will represent you with the utmost respect. Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young is a personal injury firm I know firsthand because I'm also an attorney and I worked with them. These attorneys are aggressive yet caring and compassionate. If you or a loved one or a friend have been injured, contact my friends at Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, Young. Hit them online at trialproven.com.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Jacob Hancock is coming into the game for Delta. The Delta pitcher. Delta had seen enough. They're down 7-0. So Jacob Hancock, big righty, he's taking his warm-up pitches right now. Bruce, thoughts on the decision to pull Ty Reed?
Yeah. Out of the game right now.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure you have that much confidence in your offense to come back and after you've already seen this university team early in the season, you may be saving some pitches for once you get in that
consolation side of the bracket.
Yes.
Jacob Hancock, the senior, 4.2 ERA this year. I got to be honest, we need to invest in a more comfortable chair over here, Bruce. At Butch Butler, it's a beautiful day for baseball. Jacob Hancock on the mound. The Bulldogs have hit around. Jacob Cruz, who reached on an error here in the bottom of the second. Now digging back in at the plate. Still bottom of the second, 7 runs have been scored. Here's the pitch, high for a ball. Seven to zero, the Bulldogs lead by a touchdown over Delta. The 1-0 is high for ball two.
And an extra point. And speaking of extra points, Brandon McManus, no longer a member of the Denver Broncos.
Yeah, got picked up by the Jacksonville Jaguars.
That didn't take long, did it?
No, but statistically, Brandon McManus, one of the worst kickers in the league last year. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul. Got a little baby flinch out of me, even though we've got like three layers of protection in between us and the ball, Bruce.
And the fence in front of us, if that pole could either be higher or lower.
Right.
Right? This.
It's right. I can't see the umpire when I'm sitting normally.
I need to either be higher or lower.
Careful how you say that here in Colorado. Here's the 2-1 pitch on the way from Jacob Hancock to Jacob Cruz. That one's high for a ball.
Okay, if I was 6 foot, even just two right now, it would help.
I'd get 5'10", I'd be all right, Bruce. 3-1 to Jacob Cruz. We've got another blowout brewing here at Butch Butler. That one misses high, and he walked him.
Good job by Jacob to draw the base on balls.
Caleb Tejada, who's 1-for-1 today, comes to the plate now. Trying to get himself some
Caleb
more runs.
Saying, let's give our team a double-digit lead right now.
Calling a shot here, Bruce? Calling anything?
Double run-clearing bases.
All right. Here's the pitch to Tejada. Swing and a miss. He heard you say a double, and he said, I'm going to put this thing over the fence, but just missed it.
That left field line looks very enticing right now.
I'm thinking right center. I'll go with you on the double. I think right center double here for Caleb Tejada. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off for second. Throw down. No. Pump fake on the catcher's part. And
Cruz moves up on the pitch. The two runners in scoring position. One out
on the ball. Cruz advances on defensive indifference. No stolen base. They'll bring the infield in now to the edge of the grass. Beautiful field here at Butch Butler. Great environment for baseball. Here's the 1-1 pitch. That one is high for a ball, 2-1.
It's that turning pitch in baseball of the count.
Yeah.
1-1 count. That third pitch really creates different scenarios for an at-bat.
It's amazing how the averages jump up from 2-1 and compared to 1-2. Here's the 2-1. He had a good hack at it, but it's going to go foul.
That was the pitch Caleb wanted, too.
Yeah. He's a little upset with himself.
Yeah, you can tell.
2-2 now. Thanks for joining us here on KFKA. I'm Tanner Schwint, Bruce Dick. We're in the Alliance Irrigation broadcast booth for number 2-seeded University taking on number 7-seeded Delta. Bulldogs have put 7 here in the bottom of the second. Here's the pitch. High for a ball, and the count's full. Tejada, the pitcher, is in at the plate right now. He's got a full count. 3-2 pitch. Swing, and it's going to be right at Landon Clay over at short. He threw it back to third. Got him at third. That's a great play from Landon Clay at short, and he needed that, Bruce.
Yeah, after the afternoon he's had, difficult afternoon, makes a great play. Just got to make sure that goes through if you're that runner at third. We'll get a courtesy runner again.
It's Jacob Hancock.
Looks like Brian Cephalo. Cephalo, excuse me. The courtesy runner.
Number 13, Corey Kaler.
Senior outfielder for the Bulldogs.
Corey Kaler, the lefty, donning number 13, digs into the plate. Here's the pitch. Swing, ground ball back up the middle. Clay will grab it, toss it over. They'll go the short way, and that ends the inning.
Nice job.
Not before the University Bulldogs score 7 in the bottom of the second. It's 7-0 University on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
AgFinity is a local co-op in Northern Colorado since way back in 1905, and to this day aspires to be the best in our market in each business. How does AgFinity go about securing this vision? They stay committed to successfully deliver value to members and customers by providing quality products, exceptional service, and expertise. They continuously hire engaged professional employees in their effort to be employer of choice. Being the best in class solutions and a valuable community partner is rare for some, but AgFinity has been achieving this since 1905.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies isn't just located in the community. They pride themselves in serving and being a part of the community. OCR has been Greeley's hometown ortho group for decades and recently broke ground on a new facility that will make it even easier to get that medicine of motion that you crave. With over 45 specialists across 6 medical campuses, you are bound to find the specialist that is just right for your condition. Learn more about Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies or make an appointment today at orthohealth.com.
Hear the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
We're back in. We head to the top of the third inning. University up 7-0 over.
7-0. The bottom of the second's been good for the home team today. 15 for the Eaton Reds in the bottom of the second. 7 runs for the Bulldogs.
In the bottom of the second, 7 runs came in, 3 hits, 3 errors on 45 pitches. Caleb Tejada at the play or on the bump right now. Joe Black leading this thing off.
Pitch delivered, and it is a foul ball out of play. Well, there's nothing that Caleb Tejada would love more than to just have a, you know, a quick inning here with his team up 7-0 and just keep shutting down these Delta Panthers. That pitch a little low outside. We have a 1-2 count on Joe Black, the left fielder for the Panthers. That pitch just misses outside. Black had nothing to do with going after it. The 2-2 pitch fouled off.
Tejada went off speed there, and he got Black to take a chance at it, but Joe Black just lucky that he was able to nick that ball.
2-2 count. Tejada delivers. Another foul ball back to the screen. Quickly, that foul ball retrieved by one of the Delta players. 2-2 count. Here's Tejada's pitch. Lazy fly ball. Looks like Croissant's going to take it, and that's out for the first inning. First out of the inning. Nice job by Cole taking control out at that shortstop position.
He was boogieing to get in, too. He blew his hat off of his head as he was coming in. It looks cooler than anything I've done recently, Bruce.
Foul ball back to the screen. Just hits the screen. Dalton Yeast.
It hit the screen. They called it an out. It hit the screen. It hit the fence first. They called it out.
I guess the umpire did not realize that hit the fence first. And we're right in back of the screen, and it definitely hit the screen before the ball was being able to be caught. There's no replay in high school baseball, but all they would have to do is come back here and say, hey, you guys announcing the game, did you see anything?
What are they going to call? Dead ball. All right, they got it correct.
They got it right.
They got it correct.
And that is the correct call.
Oh, it absolutely is.
But Dalton Yeast, what a great job. He hustled back to make a play, and if the ball would not have hit the screen, he was in great position. That is not easy for a catcher.
No.
When you see that fly ball and it comes back to the screen.
No, it was a very athletic move by Dalton Yeast, but all for naught.
Long drive. Oh, Connor Weber makes a diving play. And Landon Clay, hard hit ball. Just out of the reach of Connor Weber. I thought for a chance there, Tanner, he had it.
No, I did too. He laid out, went full extension, looking like Superman diving through the air. He had to check his glove afterwards. He was a little confused how he didn't get that. And he certainly gave everything he had for it, but now Delta, runner on.
Here's the pitch to Castanow, and it just nicked him. You know, there was no effort at all to get away from that pitch, and that's also a questionable call. I think Casey Miller is going to come out and have a little discussion and just say, hey, he made no effort. And I'm going to see if he gets some help from the first base umpire.
Well, the first base umpire is making his way in here.
He's walking toward him, and I think probably in his mind he's saying, hey, ask me.
Yeah. Coach Casey Miller talking to the head umpire here today. Haven't seen that many conversations with the umpire. Coach Miller is not happy about
it. No, he's not happy. He's not adamant.
To be honest, I didn't think it hit him.
Well, it barely grazed him, and there was no attempt.
Judge Rose Folks, the courtesy runner at first base for the catcher.
Casey Miller makes his way back to the dugout now. Didn't get overly heated. But,
no, it wasn't heated. But, you know, Casey's right. There was no effort at all made by the hitter to get out of the way. And but Castano reaches first and is courtesy ran for. Now hitting is Ty Reed. Pass ball, and both runners advance. So now Delta has runners in scoring position at second and third base with one out. And they're one of their better hitters, Ty Reed, at the plate. Ty started this game as a pitcher, struggled the second inning before Jacob Hancock replaced him on the mound.
Where is Ty Reed? There's a base hit for an RBI single. Where is Ty Reed playing defensively, Bruce?
We're going to check that out next half inning when he comes out. Well, the Panthers get on the board with the base hit by Ty Reed. And there again, though, Tanner, a slow ground ball past the shortstop with runners on second and third. They only score one run. You know, a base hit, you got to be on your wheels. And maybe he had to wait to see if the shortstop was going to get it. I get that, but you know, from our vantage, there is no chance that Cole was going to get that at the shortstop position. And Delta very conservative on the base pass.
No, they certainly have been all day. And thus, they're down 7-1 right now in the top of the third inning. Take a look at your scorecard there, if you don't
mind. You want to look at mine because only I know how to interpret it.
Landon Cunnell, did he go, how did he, was he the out in this inning?
Yes.
He was the out.
Or no. Joe Black was the out.
Cunnell is the runner who just scored.
He scored.
Either way you slice it, it's 7-1 University right now. Another ground ball over to shortstop. Crisano toss over to second. That's a
nice
great play by
play
Cole Crisano.
Nice play by Cole at the shortstop position. Goes deep into the hole on one knee. Fires it over to second base for the force out. So that's two outs for the Panthers. Now they just have one runner at first base. And Brandon Sprout is the hitter. Sprout swings and misses at the first pitch. Here's Tejada's pitch. Lazy fly ball out to left field.
That wind is pushing it, though, Bruce.
And that's a can of corn, Tanner, for the third out. And the Panthers do come up with one run in the top of the third. And after two and a half, the Bulldogs lead the Panthers 7-1.
On Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908. And right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Weld County relies on agriculture. Agriculture relies on water and having the right irrigation system to disperse it. Alliance Irrigation, your local Rinky dealer, is here to help. Need a drivetrain retro? Even if you have a competitive brand machine, Alliance Irrigation can update your drivetrain with Rinky parts and even give you a full 8-year warranty on parts and labor. Avoid costly downtime by calling Alliance Irrigation in Kersey at 970-353-1621. That's 970-353-1621.
Preps Rewind. Saturday mornings at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler. The field for the 3A State Baseball Championships. University, after 2.5 innings, leads the Delta Panthers 7-2. And leading off for University in the bottom of the first will be Corey Kohler. Actually, Corey ended the inning, last inning. Scott Thompson, the left fielder, leads off for the Bulldogs. Left-handed hitter, Thompson. Here's the pitch. Thompson tries to lay down a bunt down the third baseline that just goes foul. 0-1 on Thompson. Casey, Jacob Hancock's on the mound.
Sorry, Bruce. Casey Miller not afraid to try the small ball approach. Seen more bunt attempts already in this than we saw most of the year.
Here's the pitch by Hancock. Outside. Evens the count at 1-1. For the left-handing left fielder, Scott Thompson. Pitch by Hancock. Nice swing, but a miss. Brings the count to 1-2. What a great afternoon for baseball. Little breeze out toward the left field fence. And a little off speed just outside, but Thompson goes down swinging.
If you're University, you throw up 7 in the bottom of the second. Delta comes back and gets 2. The last thing you want here is to go 1-2-3 and give any sort of hope and optimism to Delta.
Absolutely. 5-run lead, Tanner. That's just not that much in high school baseball.
Well, we saw the Rockies blow a 4-run lead yesterday in the top of the ninth before walking it off.
I left the house. I was watching it after they got up 6-2, had to go do some training, and I look at the phone later, and it's 7-6. Quickly, 1-1 count on Cade Van Bebber. Van Bebber, the second baseman today for the University Bulldogs.
Ezekiel Tovar getting his first ever walk-off hit and his what will be incredible major league career. They had 5 infielders in, did the Marlins, and Tovar, just a nice little single between the center fielder and the third baseman, Garrett Hampson.
And I'll tell you got to love Tovar, just great personality kid, lots of talent. Let's hope he's a long-term Rocky.
Amen.
Pitch from Hancock, up and in. Brings the count to 2-1 on Van Bebber. Van Bebber hits from the right side. 2-1 pitch. And that is a ball as well, up high. Had to wait a little bit. Wasn't sure whether that was going to be a strike or a ball. And we're at a 3-1 count on Van Bebber.
That's been the one location that umpire's been a little inconsistent.
And he takes ball 4, pitch inside. So the Bulldogs, a little business going on here with a runner on first base and one out. And we go to the top of the lineup with Cole Crosant, the athletic shortstop for the University Bulldogs.
Made a couple of nice defensive plays in the...
Boy, that play he made going to the hole and firing it over to second base for the force.
Top half.
Pretty
of the
play.
It was.
Stolen base. Van Bebber gets a nice jump. Throw just a little late. And I love the continued aggressiveness of the Bulldogs, Tanner.
No, there's one thing that is certain is that Casey Miller's team is going to make you play fundamental baseball. They're going to create runs. They're not going to wait for that big timely hit. They're going to put themselves in the position where they're going to make you get them out.
If you're playing the Bulldogs, you have to catch it and you have to throw it.
Yeah.
And they make them execute. One-and-one count right now on Dalton the ace, or on Croissant. Pitch right down the middle. Brings the count to 1-2 on the Bulldog shortstop.
Expected Croissant to turn on that one. Looked like his pitch, but being very patient up there.
The 1-2 pitch delivery. Fly ball, center field, should be caught. No runners are able to advance, and there are now two outs in the bottom of the third inning. Brings up Dalton Yeast. Dalton with a big hit. Or excuse me, he had the fly ball. He's trying to get the big hit right now to bring the runner in, Van Beber from second base.
Scheduled for some afternoon thunderstorms.
Well, let's have them stay away for a while.
Clouds are starting to move in here, but...
And again, stolen base. Third, you don't see that many stolen bases the third base, but, you know, a lot of players will say it's really easier to steal third because they can get that better jump.
It is. It's a lot easier to throw for catchers, obviously, down to third than it is to second. But Van Beber, another great jump, and now on third. Oh, ran in close, didn't get him there.
We're at a 2-0 count.
A lot of room out there in left center field for Dalton Yeast.
There's that stolen base coming into effect as there's a pass ball. And Van Beber scores from third base to give the Bulldogs an 8-2 lead over Delta.
Wild pitch or pass the ball, Bruce?
I think that was a wild pitch, Tanner. What?
I'm with you. That's where I'm scoring with you, too. So the Bulldogs get one back here. And Yeast is in a 3-0 count, Bruce.
See if he's got the green light here. And he probably self-disciplined that time and just took the pitch for a strike to bring the count to 3-1.
That's a tough pitch to do anything with, too. Good fastball on the inside corner. You got to have very quick hands to get to that one.
Dalton Yeast, fine catcher for the Bulldogs. And he takes ball four.
Yeast draws a walk. Let's step aside for 10 seconds for station identification on KFKA.
Good morning, NoCo is on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 FM, K276GU, and 1310 AM, KFKA, Greeley.
We are at Butler Field, butchered by the announcer right now. We have a 8-2 lead for the home team, the University Bulldogs. Runner at first base, catcher Dalton Yeast. It brings up the hard-hitting Riggs Towel. Playing first base today for the Bulldogs. Of course, we will later see Riggs on the mound.
Probably in the 2 o'clock game we'll have
that. I would
that
guess
you.
That.
Now, one thing that we'll talk about here in a second, Bruce, I want to ask you about the pitch count.
That butt pitch is fouled off. So Riggs sitting at a one strike count.
So how does it, I mean, is it over a course of a week? How many?
Yeah, it varies days, and I don't have it in front of me, but a pitcher today, obviously in one day, is limited to 110 pitches. And then we'll have to get the schedule out. Attempted steal, safe at second base. And Yeast advances on the stolen base.
Will Corby, the courtesy runner out there for Dalton Yeast, gets a chance to get the stolen base there.
Who is that again, Tanner?
Will Corby.
That's Will Corby at second base.
Two stolen bases for Will today. Ooh,
that's a little high and tight. That'll make you just back off a little quickly. Riggs actually stayed in there a lot longer than I would have, Tanner.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just glad that I didn't hear anybody yell, "Wear it."
Get the ice ready.
Come and take that ice and dump it on my head. I'm running hot over here today, Bruce.
We have a 3-1 count on Riggs Towel. Hancock, the tall right-hander for the Delta Panthers, gets the sign. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Nice curveball, breaking pitch for a strike. Two bring it to a full count.
Riggs was confused by that one.
Yeah, and with first base open, I know Hancock doesn't want to give in to Riggs here, the fine hitter, but guess who's on deck? Connor Weber. Another outstanding hitter for the Bulldogs. Little step off the mound. Neither second baseman or shortstop even make one step towards second base to get the throw. Here's the pitch. Ground ball, third base. Wanted to tag the runner, did not. Nice play by Ryland Benham over there at first base on the stretch to retire the side. After three innings, the University Bulldogs 8, the Delta Panthers 2.
Whether you're planning a party or a quiet evening at home, On the Rocks Liquor has what you need to make it a perfect evening. From an incredible selection of top name and hard to find spirits and beers to an unmatched selection of wines, On the Rocks Liquor has it all. Featuring the most friendly and knowledgeable staff in town, On the Rocks has been helping Greeley unwind for well over a decade. There's nothing like getting great value from a business that values you. Stop in and say hi today at On the Rocks Liquor, 4637 29th Street in Greeley.
Have you tried the Double Bacon Barbecue Crunch Burger at A&W Eaton? You've got to try it. Where else can you get all your classic A&W favorites plus sweets and treats to top it off? A&W Eaton on 680 Oak Avenue. It's my favorite hangout for the summer, and soon it'll be yours too. Don't forget to try the Double Bacon Crunch Burger at A&W Eaton with tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. Throw in some cheese curds and a lemonade shake. It'll be the best thing you do today.
It's baseball season, and the Colorado Rockies can be heard on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The Bulldogs have a commanding lead. They are up 8-2 over the Delta Panthers. Welcome back in to Butch Butler. Shout out to Rod, who called in and gave us the rundown as to who and what Butch Butler is all about. Appreciate that. Again, 8-2 Bulldogs up right now. Connor Workman going to dig in at the plate. We'll see what he's got in store for us. Caleb Tejada with one of the most athletic pitching stances you've ever seen. Here's the pitch. That's right there for a called strike. 0-1 now on Connor Workman. I believe that's Workman. Am I right?
Yeah, it is. Yes, it is.
Here's the pitch to Workman. Outside for a ball.
Caleb tries to come back with that breaking pitch, and Workman not going after it.
Haven't really seen a hard hit ball all day. That one's going to miss high as well. 2-1. You are a lifesaver, Bruce. You know, I think at some point in my life I will know to bring sunscreen to places. Is a slow grounder over to Croissant at short. He'll come charging in, toss it over to first for the first out of the inning. Top of the fourth inning. Our fourth inning is brought to you by Agfinity, a local co-op. This is what it's all about to them right here, being a part of this community and supporting all of the schools in Northern Colorado. It's Agfinity. Croissant almost overran that ground ball, Bruce. He was eager to get there. Pop up right field. Going back on it is Kaler, and he'll make the catch in right field. One pitch and another out.
Wasn't sure if the sun was going to be a factor or not for Corey there. Did a nice job kind of gliding over with that glove up in the air to protect and made the nice catch.
So 22 now, I believe that's Jacob Hancock. Here's the pitch on the way. That's there for a strike. Yeah, Jacob Hancock is in. That one's going to be a pop-up. Could be a little bit of trouble in there. Running, diving catch out of left field. What a catch by Scotty Thompson. He laid out and made the catch, and that'll do it for the top of the fourth inning. The pop fly out to Scotty Thompson, the diving Scott Thompson, and Delta goes down on six pitches.
How about that? What a nice quick inning for Caleb Tejada.
Let's get a break. This timeout brought to you by Clearwater Products on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA. Well, we love hearing from everybody texting in. HVAC guys, that was so fun to listen to. Can't wait for the next one. Barb, thanks to all of you. I love baseball. My dear dad taught me well, and my kids know me, but I wish my youngest had gotten to know his grandpa. His legacy lives
Here's
on.
Here's the first pitch, Tanner, and hit by pitch. That's Connor Weber. So Connor Weber takes one for the team.
He does, and he'll reach first. Surprise this morning, Bruce. Not a surprise to some of us. You called it in this region.
Colorado Academy defeats Bayfield 7-6, Tanner, and that happened in the top of the seventh. They took the lead and held on to win.
Jacob Cruz at the plate right now.
Here's a note of interest for our listeners out there. Severance defeats Cheyenne Mountain 7-4, so the Silver Knights advance.
Good.
Congratulations to Coach Kevin Johnson and the Silver Knights. And they plan to play Cheyenne Mountain, who is a host of the tournament at their high school. But those two teams played at UCCS campus.
That one's fouled off, and it's 0-2 now. So you've got Jacob Cruz at the plate, Connor Weber at first, here in the bottom of the fourth inning. It is a KFKA kind of day on 103.1 at 1310. That's going to be a slow roller, and it's got eyes on it. A seeing eye single for Jacob Cruz in between the shortstop and third baseman.
Sends Weber to second.
Well, Caleb Tejada gets to come up again with runners on base, Tanner.
1-for-2 today is Tejada.
We mentioned earlier Cherokee Trail upsets number one Broomfield in 5A, 5-4. And Holy Family gets by Lutheran, the battle of the private schools, 9-5.
Nobody out here, bottom of the fourth inning. Again, Bulldogs lead 8-2. That ball goes in the dirt, but a great job by the catcher there for Delta. If you've got scores, if we're missing anything, you got thoughts, text us, 888-530-0043. That's 888-530-0043. Here's the 1-0 pitch to Tejada outside, and it's 2-0. Again, 20 after 3, 15 after 4, and 10 after 5. Mercy rules. The last three games we've had, we haven't seen the sixth inning, so if that's any indication, Tejada got greedy, took a hack at a changeup. They got way low, missed it.
Yeah, Caleb had RBIs on his mind right there in that swing.
2-1 now on Tejada, the pitcher in today's game for the Bulldogs. So Colorado Academy will face the winner of Delta and University. It's looking like we'll have that University Colorado Academy game. Swing and a foul back to the...
Well, Caleb tried to call timeout, but it was too late. You know, gets his hand back on the bat. takes a swing and fells it off. That's hard to do.
It's really hard to do. 2-2 now. Again, big thanks to Brady Hull, Brian Gary, back in the studio. We'll hear more from the fellas. Runners go. Throw down to third. They got him at third. That's where that aggressive nature can come back and bite you.
Boy, I like it, though. They thought they had the a big enough jump, but, boy, really good throw by Luke Castano.
So Cruz does advance the second on defensive indifference. Here's the pitch to Tejada into center field. Catch made, no tag up, and now you got two outs.
And I get it. If you get that runner down at third, that's a run scored, Tanner.
That's one. I love Casey Miller. I would not have been sending both.
Oh, I think he thought they had the jump there, and I give more credit to Castano, who made a perfect throw to third base.
Corey Kaler now with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth. Jacob Cruz out at second base right now. Here's the pitch to Kaler. On misses high for a ball. 1-0. Castano will jog out and have a conversation. Triple header here on KFKA today. We got going at 8:30 this morning with our Steamway Floor to Ceiling pregame show. Eight to two here. Corey Kaler for the Bulldogs. Trying to tack onto that lead. Here's the pitch.
Nice pitch.
Ball. Two and oh now. Two outs here. Look that like that one did was right on that outside top corner, but nothing doing. Here's a 2-0. Kaler will take that one inside. Casano just.
It was all
belly
over that,
bumped Corey Kaler out of the way.
That's my baseball. I got to get to it.
I like it. 3-0 now on Kaler. Jacob Hancock with the pitch. Inside, ball four.
Kaler draws a walk, puts runners on first and second, two outs.
That'll bring up to the plate Scott Thompson, who made one heck of a defensive play.
That's got to be the best defensive play we've seen today.
Oh, for sure. For sure. The only other one that I could say would rival it was his teammate Cole Croissant over at second.
Yes.
Cloud's starting to move in here at Butch Butler. Here's a pitch on the way outside for a ball by Hancock.
It's one of those pitches that just slips out of your hand and has no chance.
Bruce, you were a pitcher. What was your favorite breaking ball?
Kind of the 12-6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That one is right there for a strike, and it's
that
one
was more
and one.
Prominent when I played.
You know, the one that I never could master, and it was something that we tried to steal from the Eaton Reds over there at Platte Valley, because every pitcher from Eaton had it, was the
knuckle curve.
That one misses high for a ball. It's 2-1.
Boy, it's a great pitch. So many major league players have, you know, mastered that.
Right. The movement on it's ridiculous, and I know that there were players for Eaton who wouldn't cut their fingernails, Bruce, in the top two index fingers. There's a drive into center field by the Bulldogs, and that's over the head. That's going to be scoring a couple of runs. And Scotty Thompson can really fly. How aggressive are you going to be here? Stand up triple for Scott Thompson.
Boy, that's a great job of hitting, Tanner. Just drove that ball. Have a day, Scott Thompson.
No kidding. A stand up triple to deep center. And the Bulldogs lead 10-2 now. Two-out rally going on here as Cade Van Bever makes his way to the plate. And Bever, the nine-hole hitter.
For the Bulldogs, second baseman number 24, Cade Van Bever.
Scored twice today.
Hancock comes set. Here's the pitch. A little high for a ball. One and oh now. Here's 1-0 pitch. High for a ball as well, and 2-0. But finishing up that story, talking about the Eden Reds pitchers, they always had lefties, and they would grow out their middle finger and their index finger on whatever pitch throwing hand it was so that they could dig those nails into the laces to really get that movement on it, Bruce. It was insane. It's in for a called strike, 2-2. Or excuse me, 2-1 now.
Well, I know that Jim Dantley, the former coach of the Eden Reds, was a master at teaching that.
He was. He was. Here's the 2-1. Inside for a ball. If I am Cade Van Bever there, I'm not promoting him to wear it.
but you would have just turned that shoulder.
You saw
Castano not move.
And he got first base. I would have done the same. Here's the 3-1 low for a ball, and Van Bever draws a walk. And Cole Croissant will come up.
We're going to see a little mound visit as well here, Tanner.
Steve Ryer, the coach for Delta. Man, doesn't an A&W root beer cream freeze sound good right now, Bruce?
Anybody coming from Eaton?
Yeah.
If you're coming from Eaton, you're probably going over to University right
That's
now.
That's fine. Swing by 23rd Avenue.
You can make a little detour to Butch Butler Field.
I like it. Go do it. We've got a pitching change. Let's step aside. We'll be back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
All the plans, supplements, and language of Medicare can be confusing. But there's a free statewide service available to all Coloradans that can help. By calling 888-696-7213, you'll be able to speak with a Medicare insurance counselor that can answer all your questions and help you find a plan in your area. SHIP is the State Health Insurance Assistance Program, and it's a free service. If you are on Medicare or close to enrolling, one call to SHIP can answer all your questions. SHIP is an independent, unbiased, federally funded program that can help you understand your Medicare options. Call 888-696-7213, and a friendly Medicare counselor will help make sense of Medicare. Call 888-696-7213 today and get answers to all your Medicare questions. Sponsored by the Colorado Broadcasters Association and the Colorado Division of Insurance.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, we've got a pitch and change as Rip Lockhart makes his way in. Get some numbers on Rip Lockhart here in just a minute.
For Hancock, he pitched 2 1/3 inning. He had 7 runs, 6 of those were earned, 4 hits, and had 3 walks.
All right, here we go. Runners on first and third, 2 outs here. Bottom of the 4th inning. 2 more runs score.
Yeah, 2 more runs score, and
this game's going to be abbreviated.
For the Bulldogs, the 2 outs, shortstop, number 4, Cole Croissant.
The speedy Cole Croissant up at the plate, Tanner.
Here's the pitch to Cole. Swing and a pop-up, high pop-up, back behind us. And it'll land out of foul ground, and hopefully everyone's all right. A lot of little kids running around back there.
Yeah, there are. They're playing right behind us. Nothing like coming to the park and seeing all the kids out playing.
I love it, man.
Emulating baseball games and different games.
0-1 now on Cole Croissant. 2 outs here. Next game scheduled for 2 o'clock. Swinging a fair ball down the third baseline. Cole Croissant, that's going to
score one, and that's a double for Cole Croissant. And another run comes in. It's 11-2. Hard ground ball double. And Croissant's it.
Nice RBI for Cole.
This crowd knows exactly what's going on. Heard it. We need one more.
Yes. Two outs. Runners on second and third.
And Dalton Yace at the plate. Really like the way this guy plays.
Oh. Just does a great job behind the plate.
Swing and a single into right field. That'll plate one. I'm surprised they didn't send Cole Croissant.
Yeah, with Cole's speed, I'm surprised too.
Line drive single into right field. And everybody safe.
Get the courtesy runner again. That will be Will Corby.
It will be. And the Bulldogs are up 12-2, so when we go into the top of the fifth, if the Bulldogs get three outs and no runs scored, that'll be the end of this ball game. That's going to be a pop-up foul out of play for Riggs Towel. By the time we're through with game number three, I may buy that concession stands out of water, Bruce. Getting close. Just kidding.
I thought, really?
I know. You should see. Wish everybody could have seen the look on Bruce's face. Here's the
0-1. Concession stand. You know it's a state tournament. You don't run out of things, right?
That was a foul ball there by Riggs Towel. He got a little aggressive, we'll call it.
Well, let's see. We're close to cables, Tanner, as well.
That is true. That is true. Well, and I know
Tight Knit Brewery.
Yeah.
Right downtown Greeley.
I like where your head's at, Bruce. Maybe we'll just see, this is where I think we need to. Brady and Brian did a fantastic job in the studio. I think they should just do the next game, and we'll go back to the studio because nobody knows what's going on over there. Runner goes. They're going to try and get it. They're just letting him.
They're just going to let him have it.
They're just going to let him have it.
Going to get in the pickle, try to get the pickle and score an extra run. But
Will Corby was
Delta
really,
said, nah, let's just go back to the mound and pitch.
That's the first time that I've ever seen somebody disappointed there wasn't a throwdown at them when they went to take second. He's like, really? Really? 1-2, two outs here. Here's the pitch. That's going to be into right center field and caught to end the inning.
Nice job by Brett LaHoy out in right field to track that down, Tanner.
It was a great job there. I thought that might hit the gap. In the inning, four runs, four hits, zero errors on 30 pitches, and University leads 12-2, three outs away from punching a ticket and advancing. We'll have it right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Clearwater Products is the one-stop shop for industrial, trucking, safety supplies, and more. The giant warehouse and shop at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley has every supply you could need. Hoses, chains, safety harnesses, and generators. But here's the deal. If you're out in the field and need a custom industrial or hydraulic hose made to finish the job, call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891, and they will make it and deliver it. Clearwater Products, your first call for industrial supplies, 970-673-8891.
Oh, Bats Blots, what do you want?
Hi, do you sell headlights?
Nope.
Oh, well, I was also hoping to replace my brake pads. I'm trying to be a do-it-yourselfer. Do you have any advice?
Good luck.
Hello?
Pump the brakes on bad customer service. Get the tools you need and the service you deserve at Gould Parts in Eaton. For car parts, truck parts, machine parts, and specialty parts, you want Gould Parts. If you can't find it, they can find it or make it on the spot. Gould Parts in Eaton.
Hear the manager of the NoCo Owls every Tuesday with the Frank Gonzalez Show on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
University leads. We head to the top of the fifth inning, and we've got a new pitcher on the mound for the Bulldogs.
Connor Danhoff, the junior, the new pitcher. Moving in there.
Change for University Bulldogs, now pitching. Number 12, Connor Danhoff. That'll do it for Tejada. Pitched four complete innings, gave up two runs, two earned, four hits.
So Tejada's day is done. Well pitched four innings with just the two runs given up.
62 pitches, 39 of them for strikes. He gave four hits, two earned runs, two walks, and three strikeouts. He did hit a batter as well for
Well, we thought he did.
We didn't. The umpire did.
I mean, yeah.
That one's low for a ball.
Where the batter made no attempt to get out of the way and barely grazed him. I mean, the catcher caught the ball in his mitt.
That one is going to be in there for a strike. And again, we are just three outs away from this game being over. Outside for a ball. 3-1.
Well, what Danhoff wants to do is just throw strikes. Let his teammates help him out here.
Here's the pitch. Swing and a ground ball up the middle. Oh, thought Cole Croissant was going to get there. That gets through for a single.
It's a runner on first base, no outs.
I'm a little surprised, Bruce, that they made the change. You know, I figured they just wanted to get this thing over with. Not that Connor Danhoff, I'm saying, isn't going to get it done, but you know, Tejada's been rolling. Interesting decision here.
Yeah, and to give a young pitcher a chance for some experience, too.
That pitch is going to be lifted into center field. Lazy fly ball there. Connor Weber makes the catch. One down.
Flies out to Weber in center. One out.
University always has terrific center fielders also.
100% they do.
Nolan Johnson was terrific.
Yeah.
Connor Weber, terrific.
Gastineau makes his way to the plate. Danhoff looking for the double play ball. That's the breaking ball that would have done it, but Gastineau didn't offer at it. Misses low for a ball. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a foul. He was late on it. It's back and out of play. 1-1, one out here in the top of the fifth inning. Bulldogs lead 12-2. They're taking on Colorado Academy if they can close this thing out. Here's the pitch.
Nice
pitch. Oh, he went.
Pitch.
He went. The breaking ball confused Castano. And now it's 1-2 with one out. Runner over on first base. Connor Danhoff. Pitch is fouled again.
Staying alive.
One and two still. Danhoff, a 5'10 junior. Pickoff move. Nothing doing. Here's the pitch. Outside to the backstop, and the runner will advance to second. It's ready for that one. It found a way through there.
If it finds a way to us, it's – well, there's a little hole in the
– There is right there.
Fence right here in front of us. But we're double protected because we have an additional screen in front of us.
If we get hit by a ball where we're sitting at, God really – we did something to make him angry. Here's the pitch. Howard's in the dirt as well. It's 3-2 now.
Has to be a high pop fell right behind the plate, just getting over the fence.
The trajectory on that, listen, I'm not a mathematician by any stretch of the imagination, but.
Improbable.
Yes. Borderline impossible, but here's the payoff pitch. Inside and it hit him. Castano grabbed the ball and tossed it back at the
pitcher. He was just tossing it back to the mound. Trying to be nice, actually.
You think?
Yeah. save the umpire the few steps.
That's the second hit by pitch. That one, I think, hurt a little
He's
bit.
He's got a knack to get hit, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. 12-2, Connor Danhoff trying to get out of this thing. Bulldogs are just a couple outs away. Courtesy runner does come in for Delta.
Love to see a little ground ball. How about 4-6-3?
Number seven. You're going 4-6-3?
I'm going 4-6-3 here.
I'll switch it. I think Croissant starts it.
Okay.
6-4-3. Stepping off the rubber is Connor Danhoff. Here's the pitch by Danhoff. Breaking ball outside, misses. 1-0 now. This game hasn't quite had the roller coaster ride that our first one of the day did, as that one's fouled on the third baseline. But these Bulldogs are just steady.
Pretty dominant from the Bulldogs from the get-go. Good pitching, timely hitting. Taking advantage of some mistakes by the Panthers.
1-1 now. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul.
Ty Reed really hit the ball hard last time up. So this guy has a chance to drive in a run to keep this game going.
Colorado Academy pulled off the upset over Bayfield. They'll be in the next game as that one's foul. So that'll be an 11 versus a 2. Eaton will be going on at the same time as we're here at Butch Butler. Pickoff move, nothing. So we know we're not going to start the 2 o'clock game at 2 o'clock, even no matter if this game gets extended or not. It's 1:35 right now.
Be no earlier than 2:30.
That one bounces in the dirt for a ball.
And they come out and they get the field ready again, drag the field. Then both teams are assigned infield and outfield times.
Maybe at the end of this one, have you go down and see if we can get a start time on this, Bruce. That one's low again for a ball. We'll regroup and regather, get everything plugged in that needs to be, including my phone. If you're a baseball fanatic out there, by the way, and this is not a paid promotion, the Game Changer app is fantastic. Here's the 3-2. Low for a ball, and he walked him. Base is juice now. The Game Changer app is the scoring app that I use, and it's a fantastic app. It's easy to use. It's free, so I highly recommend it for all you baseball fans out there.
But when you're in the sun, it makes it a little tougher.
It does, and when you're not around a phone charger, it certainly can as well. I was waiting for the Bruce.
Do you want mine?
Back. No, I'm good. I've got
because
one.
Because I have it on mine, too.
Here's the pitch from Danhoff. Low for a ball. Danhoff has lost command of the strike zone. The Bulldogs may be getting a little antsy now. Bases are juiced here. One out. Here's the pitch. Swing, ground ball. Croissant will make the play at second. 6-4. Not going to be in time to get three, and we're going to be having a bottom of the fifth.
Another good play by Cole. But now two outs. Try to limit the damage here. So if the Bulldogs come back and score, it will still end in five.
We're going to have a bottom of the fifth coming up. That one misses outside for a ball. Runner goes to second. Here's the throw by Yeast. Safe on the wild pitch.
Now hitting for the Panthers, center fielder number 19, Braden Sprung.
Hey, there's two Braden. Get him. Let's go, buddy.
Delta faithful, not giving up hope yet. Here comes the wind. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Braden Sprout, the batter. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing, slow chopper.
stays fair. It will run over and touch the base. And that's the third out. Well, we'll head to the bottom of the fifth inning. The Bulldogs up 12-3 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Trust. It's not something that's handed to you. You have to earn it. J9 Insurance understands that and has built the trust of Northern Colorado one customer at a time. You're not just a policy number with the J9 Group. You're part of the family. The insurance world can get confusing, but the folks at J9 Insurance can take that confusion out of the process. There's no one-size-fits-all insurance policy, but J9 will find a plan that's tailored to your needs. If you're looking to join the team or just need J9 Insurance, call them 970-834-2009.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Good morning, NoCo, with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Well, the Bulldogs' a dominant performance right now is they're up 12 to 3 in the bottom of the fifth, one run ends this game, and it'll only go five. I'm Tanner Schwintz, Bruce Dick, the coach, with me.
Well, Connor Weber's a guy that could end this right now.
In one swing, huh? Here's the pitch from Rip Lockhart to Connor Weber, and he takes that right back where he found it, up the middle for a base hit. Now up to the plate, Jacob Cruz. Cruz on the day has been really solid. He's 1-for-2 with a single and two runs scored. He also walked today for Jacob Cruz. And that pitch is fouled back. The cloud's starting to take over. I wonder if they shorten the amount of length in between games to try and get this in.
I don't know if both teams will take infield and outfield again. You know,
hey, if you're university, I don't think you want to. No, you want to roll. You want to keep this going. 1-1 now on Jacob Cruz. Colorado Academy will certainly have to after the 9 a.m. game this morning. Here's the pitch. Inside and got him. Hit by pitch.
Well, that puts a runner in scoring position, Tanner, so a base hit would end this game.
This is Caleb Tejada. Caleb Tejada just trying to end this game, make it a 13-3 game. I know the clouds aren't good news for baseball, Bruce, but goodness, do they feel good, doesn't it? That sun was a little warmer. Am I just being a baby?
There's a balk, Tanner.
There's a balk.
Sudden move out of the stretch position.
I like that from the umpire. Rip Lockhart said, "What did I do?" The umpire took his time, explained it. The other umpire came over and said, "You good? You get it now?" And he's like, "Yep, I understand."
That's nice. They're still teaching.
Yes, here's the pitch.
Let's thank these umpires, man. They've done a good job both games today. And, you know, we talk all the time about the shortage of umpires and needing to get more people involved. And hats off to these guys that are rewarded for being here to the state tournament.
That 1-0 pitch misses low, 2-0. Any desire to ever do that, Bruce?
I umped a little bit.
Did you?
Yeah, just in college and things like that.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing, slow chopper, back to the mound. It's fumbled there. Rip Lockhart only has one play. No run will score. So Tejada's thrown out at first.
Nice composure by Rip Lockhart off the mound. fields the ball and takes his time to make a strong throw to first base.
Yeah, it was hit just – it was hit a little too hard for Connor Weber to take off from third. One out now, and Corey Kaler looking to end this game. Here's the pitch. Swing and a pop-up. Foul ball, Bruce. We said it wasn't going to happen.
Almost. Boom.
Watch the ricochet. It's coming back down. As soon as that went up, I'm like, of course. Foul ball by Kaler. Somewhere throughout, I do know as well that I'm related to Corey somehow or one way or another, so I'm sure if it would have hit me, at least it would have been family doing it. Here's the pitch. Outside for
Tanner,
a ball.
Who aren't you related to in the Greeley area?
I was going to say my fiance.
You have a lot of
relatives.
I just
want to be clear about that, though, Bruce. It's the 1-1. I'm going to kick your butt when we're done here. That one's inside for a ball, 2-1. Normally a lot more subtle shots thrown at me from Bruce.
Every time we go somewhere, it's like,
hey, you know this person.
I know this person, or we are related.
Here's the 2-1 to Corey Kaler. Inside, and it got him on the arm. I don't think it's intentional, but they got to talk to him, Bruce. That's a third batter that's been hit.
He's just not an experienced kid on the mound.
Yeah.
Nobody's trying to throw strikes more than Rip Lockhart right now.
They bring the infield in. They're looking to extend this game.
Well, who's had the day, Tanner?
Scotty Thompson.
Absolutely. Who's at the plate, Tanner?
Scotty Thompson.
There we go. Scotty Thompson day so far.
Let's see what he does here. Here's the pitch outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. Again, the next run that scores for University will end the game. Bases juiced. One out, bottom of the fifth inning. Here's the 1-0 pitch. That's right there for a called strike, 1-1. A lot of Western Slope teams in it here in the 3A
set of
innings, Bruce. Here's the pitch, swing, and a foul down the first baseline. Look at the play from Brandon Ewing over there.
Still got it.
He still got it. 1-2 now. I love it, too. He fired that thing back in there. He was ready. Just it's the one chance to show off. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swing, a fast ground ball to second base. Will they turn two? No, Scotty's safe at first, but they do get the out at the plate, and it stays a 12-3 game.
Scotty hit the ball hard, honestly too hard.
Right at Cunnell over there at second, but they cut down the run, and now it's going to take a base hit by Van Beber.
I'm thinking the pass ball could still come into play or the wild pitch.
Here's a pitch by Rip Lockhart. Swing and a pop fly into center field, and they'll make the catch over there. Cunnell will, and we'll head to the top of the sixth inning right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
Shake things up this summer with the Lemonade Shake at A&W Eaton. The Lemonade Shake is the sweet treat you need on a hot summer day. It's cool and refreshing with a cherry on top. A&W Eaton is where you go with your friends for daily specials or a quick lunch with the family. Lemonade shakes after a ball game? A&W Eaton on Highway 85 and 7th Avenue. You can't miss it for the classic favorites you crave at the local hangout you love. Shake it up with a lemonade shake at A&W Eaton for a limited time only.
Life's challenges can take a toll on our mental health. The good news is that help is available and counseling works. Therapists at North Range Behavioral Health can help you find effective ways to handle difficult times and find mental wellness in all areas of your life. For more information or to make an appointment, call 970-347-2120 or visit northrange.org to learn more. Once again, that number to call, 970-347-2120. At North Range Behavioral Health, we're here for you, Weld County.
Prep sports are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in. Brian Gary back at the station. You can't be texting me, good sir.
Can't be getting texts from him right before we're coming back on air. The Bulldogs leading 12-3. So we don't like to make assumptions, you know, when it comes to these games. But we have to try and plan things out. Okay, this X amount of time for this. Why, you know, we got to plan all that out.
Totally wrong. We're totally wrong.
We had kind of planned, you know, when the Bulldogs went up 12-2, that this was going to be a five-inning game. And Brian Gary is the unsung hero today.
He is.
He's given up his Friday, Bruce. He could have been done at 8:30 when we took over, and he could have been doing whatever it was that he wanted. He could have been on a one-way ticket to Montego Bay, and instead he's at the station.
Been back from Montego Bay.
He could. He could have. And so, hey, shout out to Brian Gary.
Yeah.
When we do go
Cables
or wherever, I'll buy the first. Bruce has the second. I'll buy Bruce's second.
There's no doubt about that, Brian.
There you go. Brian Gary back at the studio there. All right. Let's see here. We're in the top of the sixth inning again, 12-3. Here's the pitch by Connor Danhoff. That one's low. Connor Workman at the plate, 1-0 now. 12-3. That pitch misses low as well.
Number four seed Cole Ridge is losing to Montezuma Cortez 4-0.
Montezuma Cortez is a sneaky good team, Bruce. Yes, I was looking through their schedule. They're pretty good. Here's the 2-0. You got to be pretty good to be at this point of the season. It's a foul.
Golden and 4A all over Summit, 9-0.
Here's the pitch by Connor Danhoff, the 2-1. Swing, and that thing is ripped, but it's foul. He was sitting on it. 12-3, we've seen a sixth inning for the first time.
In a long time.
In the last four or five broadcasts. Connor Danhoff working to against Connor Workman. God, there was a better pun there that I could have used, but here's a 2-2. Swing and a miss, he got him.
Nice pitch by the junior pitcher.
It was. He's pumped up about it too. Workman had timed up that fastball, and so he went off speed and got him. Yvonne Ficklin makes his way to the plate. He's 0-1 today. Somehow my lineup for Delta fixed itself, Bruce. I don't know how it got there, but I'm right on top of it now.
That's game changer.
Yeah, it is game changer right there, man. Here's the 1-0. One out here, top of the sixth inning. Low for a ball, 2-0. Danhoff in an inning and a third has thrown 30 pitches. Here's a 1-1 or 2-0 pitch. Swing, drive into center field, going way back on it is Connor Weber going up. Look at the fence, look over it, because that's where that ball is going to land. And that is a home run. It's 12-4 now. Danhoff just left a hanging breaking ball right in the middle of the plate. And even Ficklin wasn't going to miss that one. It's 12-4 now.
That's a big kid that had a big swing with great contact.
That was, I mean, that's left center field. Is that 380 over there?
Yeah, it's 380. Dead center is 400 feet.
That thing was probably 400 foot.
That was about 400 foot run, home run, maybe a little more.
He got every bit of that. Rip Lockhart moves into the plate now. And he'll take that outside for a ball. Cords are all sorts of tangled up here in the Lions Irrigation broadcast booth. That one misses low. Ball, 2-0 now. This is why when I said it was an interesting decision to bring in Connor Danhoff, nothing against the kid. When Caleb Tejada had found his rhythm and you can win the game in the fifth,
you go win it, because this changes the philosophy, this changes the mindset of the team.
And probably a quick 1-2-3 possible inning.
Yeah, this game would have been done 30 minutes ago. We're not going anywhere, so it's not that aspect of it. Here's the 3-0 pitch. That misses outside, ball four. Casey Miller's going to have to play a card here.
First base, one out.
Well, 4 University leads.
Second baseman, number 26, Landon Kennel.
Landon Kennel. In the plate, one out, runner on first. Delta scored a run already.
Danhoff could certainly use a ground ball here.
Yes. What are your thoughts, Bruce, out of the two teams we've seen today between Delta, that one's misses for ball one. Delta and Peak to Peak, out of those two, has a better chance to survive in advance. Do you think it's Delta?
I do think it's Delta.
They got some big kids with some pop in their bats. One runs inside and hits him. That did not sound good, but he just shook it off. Does Casey Miller have anybody warming up, working? He does not.
Sends Lockhart to second. Puts the runner in scoring.
Time called now. Now, who do we see headed down there? McCoy Lucero is making his way down there. Our Altfeedball postgame show going to be coming up here, and at some point be happening. Give our thoughts on this. Preview a little bit of the Colorado Academy and University matchup. Runners on first and second. They've got a meeting of the minds at the mound right now. Umpire comes out and breaks that up. Anything of note going on over there, Bruce? What's going on in your brain?
Terry's texting me, Tanner, and wants to know what the weather's like up here, because she must be in some weather down in the metro area. I'm not sure.
Well, don't look west, because looking west tells me we're not going to be able to get that 2 o'clock game in. Danhoff comes set and then immediately steps off. McCoy Lucero again warming up now for the Bulldogs. Timeout now called by Landon Clay. And listen, they're still 8 runs back, Bruce.
Oh, yeah. And they still have their bats coming up.
They do.
But this momentum and this,
that was the first strike,
kind of the personality of the game has changed.
Well, and you've got 2, 3, and 4 due up right now for Delta. So it's important to get out of this. Yeah. I mean, let's not just write this thing off. Swing, and there's a drive into center field. Connor Weber going back on it. Great play. Runner will tag. Let's see if they get a relay in. Cole Croissant will throw over, and that was a – where is the ball at? Did he catch it? Yeah. How did Caleb Tejada get that ball?
Where's the ball? Where's the ball? Oh, Taylor – Caleb has it.
Yeah.
Caleb has it.
Wow. All right, so pop fly out. The runner did tag from second, so he's at third. And I think if Luke gets hit again, he's going to be very upset. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too.
That's been 2 already that he's been hit with. 1.5, we'll call it. Oh, that one ran inside, but, oh, where did that miss at,
Bruce?
How does
that not be a call to strike?
Well, especially with a struggling pitcher. Casey Miller was even a little vocal on that one. That was dead middle. Cast snow, waits for the delivery, swing, slow roller, and it's got eyes. It's going to get through. Run will score. I just think you can't play with your food. And they had Delta dead to rights, and kudos to Delta for continuing this battle.
They are not giving up. They're coming up to the plate, having some really good at-bats.
Right fielder.
And now their best hitters at the plate.
Ty Reed at the plate, looking to make this a 4-run ball game with one swing of the bat.
This kid can really hit the ball.
Here's a pitch by Danhoff. Swing, drive into deep left center field. It's going back. It's going way back. It's going to one hop off the wall. And here's the throw by Weber. they're going to hold him up at third. I'm not sure about that.
Well, that gets back to that conservative play. You know, we saw that early in the game that cost them a run.
That just cost him another one. He was
and
there.
That definitely cost him another run.
Well, it's 12-6 now, and all of a sudden we may have something brewing, and that's all for Connor Danhoff. Let's get a break. We got a pitching change here. Top of the sixth inning. It's 12-6. University leads on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
You could wake up to. Or. Or even.
Mr. Biden will ask federal agencies to scour budgets.
350 additional Border Patrol agents.
There are specific Fox hosts and executives that they want to talk to.
A woman shot and killed in upstate New York after a car she was in.
Or start your day with Good Morning NoCo.
The train derailed carrying Coors Light and Blue Moon.
Hopefully they saved the Blue Moon.
I'm sure that there are a lot of people heading that way with snorkels and fins right now. Is that whitecaps on the water? No, that's head.
Lyle Smith Grayville from the United Way of Weld County.
The sign of whether or not a child is set up for success, not only in school but in life, is whether or not they can read sufficiently by the beginning of fourth grade.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint.
What's the best radio station to wake up with?
Well, it's got to be 1310 KFKA, don't it?
Yeah, baby!
Weekdays at 6 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice and your home for Preps football, basketball, and baseball is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
Welcome back to Butch Butler. I can't say it enough, and I know it's words or whatever, but Micah Kilpatrick, fantastic job, buddy. Brian Gary, thank you. Brady, they're out moving the station right now because it's public knowledge now. We are moving KFKA, and I cannot be more excited. By June 9th, we're going to be out of the place we're at.
Yes,
brand new location. Looking forward to it.
That's just coming around.
It is.
On West 10th Avenue.
Yeah, West 10th. It's going to be – we have an elevator in our new
place. Is that West 10th Street, Canada?
It's West 10th Street.
It I is wasn't because, gonna, I, you know, ever since I've been at UNC years and years ago, I've never really conquered the streets and avenues.
Just, avenues run.
I know.
Okay.
I know.
All
but
right.
I always have to, you know, stop and really think.
It's
not that automatic.
Weather-wise, it's really supposed to set in here about 3:30 this afternoon.
Are we calling for just rain, hail?
I don't know how much of reading of a radar, but it's dark red, Bruce, which normally means all of those things. Cody Wilson's in Jamaica. Otherwise, I'd text him right now. I'm sure the weather's fine down there. McCoy Lucero has come into the game. Lefty pitcher. Lots of lefties for
yeah,
university.
Isn't that amazing how many left-handed pitchers we've seen today?
That one maybe got the Delta fans fired up. We very well could be getting rained on here before too long. Here's the 1-1. Ball. 2-1. Two outs here, runners on second and third. Delta trails 12-6. This game was a 12-2 game at one point. That went foul. It's 2-2 now. I was talking with a former Platte Valley trainer. She was there when I was in high school. She now works for Chassa. Earlier, and she said, fellas, there's going to be lightning today. I'm like, can we keep that until 6 o'clock? Allen misses outside. Here comes a play at the plate as a runner advances, not in time. It's 12-7, Delta. Wild pitch. It's a 5-run game now. Flirting with disaster here, Bruce. Because the last thing you can do is pull in one of your aces to come in and save
them. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Here's the full count pitch. He missed it. Ball. The ball goes to the backstop. Another run's going to come in to score. It's 12-8 now. This is a four-run game in the blink of an eye.
And we're going to get more action down the right field line. Somebody's going to warm up.
Yeah. Casey Miller beginning maybe a little bit of a, not a nervous walk, but you know he's, the gears are turning in his head. Braden Sprout at the plate.
Sprout's had some good at-bats today.
I believe that's Braden Sprout. Am I correct?
Yes.
That, Bruce? 0 for 3 today, but like you said, it has.
Hit the ball hard.
He has. That pitch misses out outside, and it's 2-0 quickly. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Way outside. Wild pitch. But the runner does not advance, and it's 3-0 now.
Yeah. The university pitchers have had a difficult time throwing strikes ever since Caleb Tejada left.
This game was sailing right along for University, too. Here's the 3-0 pitch. Outside, and he walked him on four straight pitches. Now, Connor Workman. He's also 0 for 3 today. The Delta Panthers have hit around. Casey Miller is going to come out.
That's going to be a quick warm-up, too. They just went out there to warm up.
They're bringing in Brendan Duran over at second.
Oh, okay.
Or no, Van Beber, excuse me. They're bringing in Van Beber from second to pitch. Let's take a break. We'll get it figured out. Nervous time now for the University Bulldogs. We'll be right back on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
He's no stranger to controversy.
I think it's a dumb rule. I think hockey should eliminate it or edit it in some fashion. I mean, the NFL's changing rules every year to benefit offense and scoring. Shouldn't hockey consider doing the same thing? Maybe it shouldn't be reviewable then. Maybe that's your first start. You just don't review it.
And he's not afraid to say what's on his mind.
He wants no memory. He wants none of it. I mean, he didn't really act like he coached at UNC when he was here, to be honest. He would be on, like, NFL shows and stuff. I think Christian McCaffrey sported the brand more than Ed did.
Want the soft opinion from a homer? You've come to the wrong place.
The Avs are the greatest franchise in the state. The Broncos are the most popular. They've been to the playoffs a lot more. But the Avs got to make a strong case for that.
Always real, always fair, always honest.
It was one magical season. Outside of that, you haven't done anything. They went to the World Series, and they missed the playoffs the next year.
The whole show, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Greeley.
Caden Van Beber, one appearance, 7.4, or excuse me, four appearances, 7.41 ERA. Did you catch who's over at second now?
I did not.
29. I've got no 29 on the roster. University not being able to finish this game was not something I had expected today. See number 29, if I can dig and see who that is.
Well, they may have to do it with their bats coming back. It's more in the top of the sixth there. Still have a four-run lead. It's not panic time for the Bulldogs.
Not yet, but this is all taking place with two outs. This is, I apologize, I don't have the first name. This person is not always on our roster. The last name is Turk. Turk has gone to second. Connor Workman at the plate now. One swing of the bat makes this a one-run ball game. Quick warm-up for Van Beber. Here's the pitch. Yates trying with everything he had to frame that. 1-0 now. Delta fans still in it. They know they still got a chance. That one misses outside. Ball
you team. Always have a chance when pitchers can't throw strikes.
Well, right, and this is what I love about baseball. It's what drives a lot of people crazy about baseball. It's the only sport where there is no clock. There's no time limit. You can come back from anything. You just got to keep the lineup rolling. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Outside, 3-0. My recollection is that has been the 11th straight ball thrown by University pitchers. 3-0 count. Van Beber misses outside.
Not even close.
Ball four.
Boy, that brings up Brett LaHoy.
No, this is Evan.
My bad.
Evan Ficklin, right?
Evan Ficklin, who went deep.
He did. He can tie up this game with a swing of the bat. He went deep in this inning, Bruce. Here's the pitch. Swing, driving to right center field. It's going back. Run over to make the catch. He got it in right center field. What a relief. Corey Kaler making a great play in right field. He saw when he liked right off the bat. That was going to score three. What a job there by Corey Kaler. Tip your hat to that young man if you're a Bulldogs fan. It's 12-8. We'll come with the bottom of the sixth inning on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 to 1310 KFKA.
There's a million insurance companies out there, so how do you go about picking the right one for you? Here's a hint. Go local. Go with someone that supports the community. Renaissance Insurance Group in Windsor is one of those supporters through thick and thin. Formed by two UNC Bears alumni 20 years ago, Renaissance Insurance has always had our backs. They specialize in risk management, commercial and personal insurance needs for Weld County, and are the go-to for workers' compensation and farming operations. Don't lose what you've been working so hard for. Call my guy Ryan at Renaissance Insurance, 970-674-8825.
When life gives you lemons, you make lemonade. When life gives you lemons heating and cooling, you get a company that specializes in geothermal heating and cooling systems and can take care of all your other heating and cooling needs. Lemons Heating and Cooling takes the process from system design to installation and continues to work for you and your system with regular services. If you need humidification, filter system, programmable thermostat, or 24-hour service, call Lemons Heating and Cooling, 970-353-3527.
Preps Baseball is on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Mike, are we there? Okay. Back at Butch Butler Field. Boy, the University Bulldogs, they escape in that top of the sixth inning, Tanner.
They
give up five runs, but a drive to right center, and Corey Kaler makes a terrific catch.
That pitch in there for a strike. Cole Crescent at the plate. And that one misses low, 1-1. Just went and talked with some Chass officials. Nothing on the radar yet. What they're seeing is 4 o'clock or so. Here's the 1-1 outside for ball, 2-1.
So this is going to be, the next game will be a 3:15 start probably, 3:30 start.
Where are we at now? Yeah, right around there. Here's the pitch, 2-1, swing and a drive by Crescent. It'll go over to Clay at short. He'll throw over, make the out. Boy,
have you,
Bruce,
I just felt the momentum change a little bit.
100%. I was just talking with some university fans on my way back up, or heard them talking. A little confused by the pull of Caleb Tejada.
Well, you have a chance to end it in five innings.
Yeah.
You do. And you have Tejada just be sharp as can be after four, and think you have the game won, and the other guys just don't go out and get the job done.
Dalton Yace now swings and a foul back into the dugout. Hear the wind blowing here at Butch Butler. And I will tell you this, if they don't get that 3 o'clock or two, what was scheduled for the 2 o'clock game, man, is there's a ground ball to third. Workman throw over to first and he airmailed it. That'll go to the backstop. E5.
That close is closer to the swimming pool behind us than it was to first base.
It's Bruce at 1310kfk.com. He was sending an email. You can, hell, you can send them to me. I like reading them too. So it's a two-bag error there. But that game that was supposed to go at two, if that doesn't happen today because of weather, I don't even want to look at what the schedule is going to be tomorrow.
Tomorrow is going to be like?
It's going to be chaotic. And stay tuned because that very well could change what we have tomorrow as well.
And the good news is Butch Butler has lights.
Butch Butler does have lights. Riggstow fouls that off of his foot. 12-8. This was a 12-2 game in the fifth inning. Delta scored one to stay alive, 12-3. And then they hang five on the board in the top of the sixth. We're in the bottom of the sixth now. Rip Lockhart has come in. He's pitched really well.
He's found the zone. That's been the difference.
He's stepped off twice now. There's your two disengagements. Would you like to see something like that implemented at this level, Bruce?
Or absolutely.
You would?
Oh, yes.
You know, there's just so much teaching and learning still going on at this stage.
And that's part of it.
Yeah,
That's part of the learning.
That one runs inside, about gets rigged. I hear you. I mean, that actions have consequences. That's on a greater scale, too.
You know, as a former high school pitcher, there's no reason to have that many disengagements or throws over.
The third one. And there hasn't been a throw over. He's just not comfortable with what he's seeing. And maybe Riggs called time on that one. He did. Here's the pitch. Swinging a foul back to the fence.
I love the way Caleb Tejada worked the first four innings. You know, he's just, you know, quick between pitches, rhythmic.
Right.
Had a game plan. And knew what he was doing out there.
Well, the game over at University, I would assume, is going at this point. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Throw down. Got him out on the drop third strike, and there's two outs. Connor Weber finds his way to the plate. Connor Weber's been by
great
far the
job by Cassano, the catcher. Had to make the throw to the first to finish the strikeout, but looked at the runner at second and then made a nice throw.
Connor Weber has been one of the bright spots for the Bulldogs today. Bruce, I thought we were going to get through this game with my phone staying alive, but we're getting closer and closer to it not being. Here's the pitch that misses outside for a ball. Get some live scores along the way here. I was very confused. The first tab that popped up, it said Stratton beat Granada 50 or lost 70-57. That was a hell of a baseball game. That's still from football. So Chasson now doesn't have those.
I got them here.
Okay, if you would look for me, Bruce. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-0. Oh, they gave it to him. They called that a strike. That was 18 inches outside the zone.
Still getting the games in progress, Tanner, so.
Okay. And again, if you have scores for us, please text us, 888-530-0043. Foul ball popped up. See, that's the trigonometry, man. Something like that. What's the math about the angles? Is that true?
I think that's geometry.
That would be it. I haven't taken a math class. I didn't take a single math class in college, and I'm pretty proud of myself.
How'd you get by with that?
I got college algebra out of the way in high school, Bruce. 4.16 GPA, man. I'm still like seventh in my class. Here's the pitch. Runner takes off, swing, and a fair ball down the third baseline. Hit run worked perfectly. And Connor Weber comes through again with another double.
Nice job of hitting by Connor Weber. Just line that just inside the third base bag down the left field line.
Listen, I know it was a four-run game. It's a five-run game now.
That's a big hit.
It feels like that was a big run, doesn't it?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, that's right. This is how we do that. I feel like that's got
to
be.
Well, just to change the momentum.
Connor Weber today takes off. He's foul, though, at the plate. Connor Weber, let's see. He's 3-for-4 today. Two singles, a double, a hit by pitch, and two RBIs. Great day at the plate for Connor Weber.
Just an athlete. Terrific athlete.
Pickoff move back to second. In there safely is Connor Weber. Big, tall, lanky center fielder for the Bulldogs. Here's the 0-1 pitch with Jacob Cruz dug in at the plate. Outside, way outside for a ball. One and one, the count now. Two outs here, bottom of the sixth inning. Another disengagement. Cruz settles back in. That's foul out of play.
We're going through some baseballs today, aren't we, Tanner?
We're going through a lot of them. -8 the score here. University had a chance to end this thing at 12-2. Here's the pitch. Inside for a ball.
And not even attempt to throw the runner out at third base. Connor Weber, easily stolen base.
Stolen base or defensive indifference?
I think that's got to give him a stolen base.
Connor Weber standing at third now. He got him. Strike
nice
number three.
Nice job.
Rip Lockhart. Well, we'll head to the top of the seventh. Bulldogs need three outs again. Delta needs five runs to advance this thing. Let's see what happens right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
Tanner Schmidt from Good Morning NoCo here, and I've been a proud member of the Eaton Country Club for the last 5 years. If you're looking for a premier golf and country club experience in Northern Colorado, look no further. The golf course is always in pristine condition, and the staff is friendly and accommodating, whether you're a golf pro or you golf like I do. With easy tee times available, you can always get on the course when you want. Memberships are available online at EatonCC.net. Come experience the Eaton Country Club for yourself and start living the life you deserve. I'm going to go work on my swing.
Pathways Hospice Care meets people with advanced illness where they are, both physically and emotionally. Hospice Care is focused on improving quality of life and, in some cases, prolonging life. Pathways Hospice offers a team of medical, emotional, therapeutic, and spiritual care to those with advanced illness and offers support and grief care to family members. If you or someone you love is in need, contact Pathways Hospice at 970-663-3500 in Larimer County or 970-356-4090 in Weld County.
Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to Butch Butler Field, home of the 3A State Baseball Championships. Well, we thought we had an easy win here for the University Bulldogs as they led 12-2, but after a pitching change after four innings, the Delta Panthers have come back to make this a five-run game now, as the Bulldogs still lead comfortably 13-8 going into the top of the seventh. Rip Lockhart, the current pitcher for the Panthers, is up. Cade Van Bever is now on the mound for the Bulldogs, trying to close this game out. Here's the pitch. Lockhart pops it up. Easy play. Rigstail makes at infield territory to give the Delta Panthers only two outs left to come back. Boy, that's a big out when you can retire that first hitter. And Kane Van Bever did a nice job there. Leadoff hitter Landon Cannell up now. The fine second baseman for the Panthers. We have one out, 13-8, Bulldogs lead. There's a call, strike one. And what Van Bever's been able to do is come in and throw some strikes and settle it down a little bit. With a five-run lead, it's important that he just throws strikes and the Bulldogs can survive and advance. 1-1 count. Here's the pitch. That's called low for ball two. Initially thought that pitch was going to be a strike. The 2-1 pitch is fouled off to even the count up at 2-2. Landon Cannell, the second baseman for the Delta Panthers. They need five to tie it to move on. Foul ball just outside the third base line.
Tejada over there at third can really boogie, but it does get just foul.
You know, I thought maybe, Tanner, at one stretch in this game, too, that Tejada might come back to the mound.
That's a good point. They must be trying to save him in case one of their normal arms gets into some trouble.
They're trying to.
There's a ground ball over to Croissant at short, and it ate him up.
Hard hit ball, and that did eat him up. So the Panthers staying alive. That will bring up shortstop Landon Clay. Clay, the shortstop for the Panthers.
Couple errors today defensively, one for three at the plate.
It's hit the ball hard, one for three to show it, but nice contact on his at-bats. There's a high fly ball just getting into the stands near the first base dugout. A few people scattering about.
You know, I'm just
foul balls aren't as valuable as when you go, watch an MLB game. Everybody's trying to get the foul ball.
I don't
understand. At a high school game, everybody's trying to avoid the foul ball.
I don't understand the diving for the foul balls at MLB games. Don't understand it. If it comes to me, it comes to me. I'm not jumping over bleachers to go get it.
Here's the 0-1 pitch. And that's going to be a pass ball by Dalton Yeast. Cannell ends up advancing to second base. Well, that does eliminate the double play with one out.
Moves the count to 1-1 as well, Bruce.
And Van Bever done a nice job coming out here in this inning, though, throwing strikes, just settling his team down. And as soon as I say that, it's wide, and we move to a 3-1 count.
For everybody out there that's wondering about the weather here, getting word that lightning has approached 14 miles within the field. It will be a delay if it reaches 8 miles from the field.
And let's just get two quick outs here for the Bulldogs.
Oh, and misses low for a ball.
Sorry, Bruce, didn't mean to jump in on you there.
We're good. We've been tag-teaming it today.
I appreciate you guys so much, everybody, today. I have these crazy ideas to bring high school baseball to all as many people in Northern Colorado as possible, and it takes a team effort to get it done. Really proud of the KFK
group. Here's the 3-1 pitch, and it is just outside for ball four. Boy, Cade wanted that. The body language just shows he thought he had strike two. And as we had mentioned earlier in the broadcast, fairly tight zone today. There's been some pitches that both teams have, thought that they got the short end of. But I think it's been pretty consistent.
I think so, too. I may disagree with some of the calls, but he's been consistent with it. And like you said, that is the important portion of this.
Well, the heart of the lineup, Luke Castano up for the big catcher here for the Panthers. He's been hit twice
today. I thought
he just
got hit again, Bruce.
And that was close as well.
I mean, I know it was a 4-run game, now it's a 5-run game. That run that the Bulldogs got in the bottom of the sixth could be huge.
There's a call strike on the outside edge. Evens the count at 1-1 on the catcher from Delta. Cade Van Bever getting the sign.
You got to keep the line going if you're Delta.
That's a foul ball. That's off the foot. That appeared to be a slow roller, but, oh, I'll tell you what, those hurt. Anybody that's played baseball and has fouled a ball off any portion of the leg, that stings, and we see Luke Castano in some definite pain right now.
Yeah.
Just trying to grit it out. His coach from third base, comes and checking up on him, and it's just a matter of time. It's going to hurt and sting, and it's going to be a big bruise tomorrow.
It certainly is, but he is in some major pain, but you got to shake this off and get right back in there. He's taking a beating today. He's going to be sore tomorrow, Bruce.
He's going to have to go see our fine folks at Proactive. They're going to be able to help him out with some of these bumps, bruises, aches, and pains.
For sure. Well, and this game has taken so long, I think we may need to visit Mosher Funeral and Cremation for Brian. I don't know. He may have died back at the studio, Bruce. I don't know, man. Mosher Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
That is really a good way to
one of our playoff sponsors
throw
here.
Our fine sponsors in. Brian Gary taking another hit.
Foul back.
How good is it to have Brian Gary on the morning show with you, Tanner?
It just makes my life so much easier. It really does. Having a tremendous broadcaster like
he's a pro.
He is. And when you have a guy who's had the success that he is and still willing to be the team player that he is, that's what's really cool to me. And someone's barely nicked and fouled off. I mean, there's not many guys who have been the levels he's been at that would be willing to do what he's doing here today.
Hall of Famer.
He is. He's one of the best, man. And that's not just me talking. Got a score update coming in. Well, we had that one, but we appreciate it, Big E. Again, just saying Cherokee Trail over Broomfield, 5-4.
Yeah, major upset. I'm not sure there are any major upsets in 5A. Those are some quality baseball teams.
That's going to be a hit back up the middle. Castano will have a single, and the bases are juiced. Right back up the middle for Castano. This is why that run was so big, because now a swing of the bat just draws you within
and
one.
And I'll tell you what a great hitter up at the plate, too, and Ty Reed. Seems like a century ago that Ty Reed was on the mound for the Panthers. And somewhat got an early hook.
Yeah.
I know they were down seven runs, but obviously he's one of their quality guys on the mound. But this kid can hit. Fine player. All of a sudden, the tying run is on deck.
Yes, it is. Van Bever steps off. The Bulldogs sweating out what was at once a 12-2 game in the fifth. That's right, in the fifth. If they got three outs in that, it would have been over. Here's the pitch. Ooh, he thought about it.
Oh, he wanted it.
He did. He thought about it, but lays off of it for a ball. That's great discipline by Ty Reed.
Well, Ty Reed has to think, too. He can't think long ball because the guy behind him is the winning run. Or
that
the tying run.
That pitch is going to be foul. No, and that is exactly right, Bruce. This is all just about keeping the line moving here. 1-1 now on Ty Reed. Caden Van Beber on the bump for the Bulldogs. Bases are juiced. One out here. Top of the seventh inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a base hit into left field. He gets down. One run will score, and it's 13-9.
Well, the runners couldn't jump on the hit because they had to make sure that ball landed on grass and was not caught out in left field by Scotty Thompson.
The tying run is at the plate right now in a 7-2 matchup. Here comes Casey Miller to the mound. Here comes Corey Kaler. He's going to get Corey Kaler. They are burning through arms. Corey Kaler is going to try and close this thing out. Let's get one more break. It's Preps Baseball on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Isn't that the worst? You're driving along your merry way and bam, that tiny little rock came out of nowhere. It's a hassle, but the great folks at Glass Doctor and Greeley will get it fixed and have you seen clearly in no time. May 15th through May 26th, bring in your vehicle for rock chip repair and they'll take $20 off and donate 50% of proceeds to the Weld Food Bank. Fix your windshield for a great cause. May 15th through May 26th, locally owned and operated, Glass Doctor services Weld and Larimer County.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your paint. Oh yeah!
We've redefined coach speak.
If you don't know he's a freshman going in, you can't believe he's a freshman the way he plays.
Legendary high school basketball coach Bruce Dick talks to Northern Colorado coaches and players throughout the area.
Garrett Harstead joins us, three-sport athlete out at Loveland.
I think the hardest thing to do in all sports is to hit a baseball. Probably going from basketball to baseball is the hardest just because you need all those reps.
Coach speak weekdays at 10 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Really?
We knew it was going to happen. We were just wondering when it was. We're under a weather delay here at Butch Butler Stadium. And unfortunately, that means we have to evacuate the stadium as well. So we have to leave the stadium. And I don't think this is letting up anytime soon. We leave it 13-9 in the top of the seventh. Delta has the bases juiced, one out, and we've got a weather delay.
So you could sense it happening.
You could
just sense it happening. Once they got the bases loaded, we've been looking on the radar at the lightning reports, and it was 21 miles away, 14 miles away, and now obviously it's less than 10.
It is. It's a less than 8. It comes up, and there we go. We've got. That'll end our coverage for the day. Tune in to Preps Rewind tomorrow. Daniel Aleman will have Preps Rewind at 10 a.m. But that'll end our coverage for today, Bruce. Eaton advances. That game, I'm assuming, will be under the same delay. We're going to work our tails off to see how the scheduling of all this is going to happen. We'll work for it. Keep it locked on KFK for updates as well. Thank you one final time to Brian Gary, Brady Hole, Micah Kilpatrick, to you, Bruce. I'm Tanner Schwint. We'll talk to you hopefully tomorrow, Northern Colorado.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well and Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well and Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving Northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well and Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well and Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well and Pump is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
We know that Clearwater Products has been supplying services to the ag and oil field industries in Northern Colorado since 2013. But did you know that they have Clearwater Products stores you can visit in Greeley? Caught in the middle of a job and don't have time to run into town? We deliver. Call Clearwater Products at 970-673-8891. That's 970-673-8891. Clearwater Products invites you to check out their one-stop shop, providing all industrial hose and assembly needs at 2021 First Avenue in Greeley.
Hi, I'm Coach Alamon, owner of Hook and Bait and Tackle. I'd like to invite you to listen to the Hook and Bait and Tackle Power Hour. The show intends to offer a fresh new outlook on fishing and hunting in northern Colorado. Hook and Bait and Tackle's audience will indulge in the latest, greatest techniques in fishing and hunting from expert guides throughout northern Colorado. Topics will include up-to-date fishing and hunting reports and maybe a geeky and quirky fishing story to add some excitement. Don't forget to wake up to the Hook 'em Bait and Tackle Power Hour, energized by Kennedy Dental, Saturday morning, 7 a.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears and Rockies. If you, a family member, or a loved one, or a friend have been injured in an accident, I want to encourage you to seek legal help. And I want you to seek that help from a law firm I promise will represent you with the utmost respect. Kane Doolin McQuinn Young is a personal injury firm I know firsthand because I'm also an attorney and I worked with them. These attorneys are aggressive yet caring and compassionate. If you or a loved one or a friend have been injured, contact my friends at Kane Doolin McQuinn Young. Hit them online at trialproven.com.
Hi, it's Jolene from Weld Community Credit Union. Kristen, do you know there are a lot of perks when joining our credit union?
Like coffee?
No, like being a member owner, and we have some of the best rates in town.
Oh, like our staff wearing jeans for a cause and raising funds for local nonprofits?
That's right, and we want like-minded, community-oriented people to join us.
Apply online at weldccu.com.
Any other perks?
A real person answers the phone during business hours.
Nice. Can we go get coffee now?
Let's go. Insured by NCUA, NMLS 399914.
Get retail therapy at Accessories with a Flair in Hair. No matter your style, your age, or your size, we have fun fashions and accessories for you. We're your go-to place for gifts, shopping parties, and fun. You might even hear someone play our grand piano. You'll get personalized service in our boutique, hair salon, makeup studio, and wig center. We're at 801 8th Avenue, Suite 4 in downtown Greeley. In any season, for any reason, you need flair.
There's a saying at PDC Energy, community matters, and it best captures who they are as a company. Their employees live and work in Colorado. They give back to their communities in various ways and support nonprofit organizations helping those who need it most. They have an annual volunteer month that they call Energizing Our Community Days. This year, PDC employees volunteered over 5,700 hours and supported over 40 nonprofit organizations. Being a part of their community and lifting others up is who they are at PDC Energy. At PDC Energy, community matters.
At Allo, the way we do business is simple. No gimmicks, no games. Just fast, reliable internet that revolves around you. We value honesty. And we know that you do too. That's why we don't hide behind pages of small print. With Allo, what you get is honest answers. Real people, connectivity you can trust, service you can rely on. Honest. Visit us at allofiber.com.
Want to hear from the coach? Listen to Coach Speak, weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, it's Brian Gary here in the Allo Fiber Studios. Rain has taken over. The rain moving in, we have severe weather. Severe weather risk is going to continue. Just had a thunderstorm developing around Greeley, just shifting off to the east. And we have a bunch more coming behind that. Looks like our best chance of severe weather will be rolling at us within the next hour and then carrying us through until probably around 5:30, 6 o'clock is looking like when it may break up for us. But there are several bands of thunderstorms already packed together that line all the way from the Wyoming border, north well into Laramie into Casper, that trickles all the way down to Pueblo. So we're talking about a major, major weather system that is moving through with several bands of it going together. We're going to have some on and off. We're going to get nailed. Then we'll have a little break. Then we're going to get more coming. These next few hours could get rather adventurous. So keep it tuned here, but also keep your eye on that sky and know what you need to do to take care of things. There is possibility of hail with these storms and so forth moving in. So just be prepared. It is going to be a very, very active weather afternoon out there, which is why we had to stop at the in the seventh inning of our last game as Coach Bruce Dick and Tanner Schwint were calling a very exciting Delta University game that has been all across the board today, but we'll see what happens when we can pick that up. They're going to be done for the day, though. We'll run through the scoreboard real quick, let you know what did happen. Earlier today, starting in our 9 o'clock game, Eaton took care of Peak to Peak. They won that game 20-4. Also, it was Bayfield falling to Colorado Academy 7-6. Regis Jesuit were big winners over Chaparral. They won that game 9-1. Took care of that one pretty nicely. The one that many are calling an upset was Cherokee Trail taking care of Broomfield. Cherokee Trail sneaking by there 5-4 in a tight game. Severance big winners today over Cheyenne Mountain. Severance won that game 7-4. Meanwhile, Holy Family took care of Lutheran. Holy Family won that game 9-5. Denver Christian were winners today over Del Norte. They won that game 3-1. Other winners today included Montezuma Cortez. They took care of Coal Ridge in fine fashion, 11-2 in that one. Now, the Delta University game again stopped at the top of the seventh inning. Rocky Mountain and Valier Christian underway as well. Mountain View and Rock Canyon. Let's see. Golden took care of Summit 9-0 today. It was Pueblo County taking care of Riverdale Ridge 5-4. Peyton were winners today over St. Mary's 8-2. And in progress right now, looks like Eaton and Montezuma Cortez are continuing their action there. Now, we're waiting to get definitive word on what's going to happen as far as for the rest of the day and what tomorrow is going to look like. But the weather rolled in and making a mess of our playoff coverage today. But hats off to Coach Bruce Dick and Tanner Schwint, who were out there, had a great call on the Eaton game. And this turned into a very exciting Delta University game. But weather calling a quit to it at this point in the seventh inning. All right. Now, again, the rest of the day going to be very, very active weather-wise. Keep it tuned here. We'll have weather alerts if they come in, letting you know that the National Weather Service has issued warnings and things along those lines. We've got a lot of lightning out there. Please take care of yourself and hope you have a very enjoyable Memorial Day weekend. We'll let you know what's going to happen with coverage, but we should be back with more tomorrow right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Shake things up this summer with the Lemonade Shake at A&W Eaton. The Lemonade Shake is the sweet treat you need on a hot summer day. It's cool and refreshing with a cherry on top. A&W Eaton is where you go with your friends for daily specials or a quick lunch with the family. Lemonade shakes after a ball game? A&W Eaton on Highway 85 and 7th Avenue. You can't miss it for the classic favorites you crave at the local hangout you love. Shake it up with a lemonade shake at A&W Eaton for a limited time only.
Norfolk Iron and Metal is a family-owned business since 1908, and right now they're looking for you to join their family. One of the nation's largest metal distributors puts your success at the center of everything they do. Norfolk Iron and Metal is looking for regional Class A CDL drivers and are currently offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus. They're also looking for warehouse and machine operators. 2 weeks paid vacation in your first year of employment. Join the Norfolk Iron and Metal family. Start the journey online at norfolkiron.com.
Technology has changed the way we do everything. TV used to be in black and white, and then came color, and then high def, and we were amazed. Technology in the roofing industry has also changed. Don't settle for the equivalent of a black and white TV on your roof. Discover ProNano, the most amazing new innovation in the roofing industry to protect your shingles. ProNano spray-on property technology will truly blow your mind. Your home is your castle, so protect it with the best defense for our Colorado weather with ProNano. Check them out for yourself at ProNanoLLC.com.
In times of uncertainty, it's always comforting to know some things are still consistent, like Quality Well and Pump's leadership in the irrigation world. With offices in Ault and LaSalle, Quality Well and Pump is the region's largest irrigation dealer, serving Northern Colorado since 2005. Unmatched quality products and superior service are exactly what you'll find when dealing with Quality Well and Pump's expert staff. For more information on Quality Well and Pump services, give them a call today at 970-353-3118. Quality Well and Pump is a proud sponsor of Preps Radio.
No matter what our individual hopes and dreams, a community is all about what we've got in common. But a bank that's truly dedicated to the community, that's not all that common. At FMS Bank, we don't just work here, we live here. That means our focus is on the families and businesses of Northern Colorado Front Range. We're not just here for you when you need us, we're in this together. Visit us at fmsbank.com/KFKA. FMS Bank, investing in what matters. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Life's challenges can take a toll on our mental health. The good news is that help is available and counseling works. Therapists at North Range Behavioral Health can help you find effective ways to handle difficult